Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Main, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm flooding like it's nuts.
Why I run. Hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Main, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the law, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept me busting. Now I'm shining. I'm flooding like it's nuts.
That's why I run.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept me busting. Now I'm shining. I'm flooding like it's nuts.
Why I run. Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Main's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Main can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept me hustling, now I'm shining. I'm flooding like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept me hustling, now I'm shining. I'm flooding like it's nuts.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own.
PM Central, 18 Eastern. Oh, snap, was I on mute? Welcome to Global 14, where the cut goes down every Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Host Onyx on the line with you, also host Golden Fleece. He is back this week. What's up?
Ah, man, back in the swing of things, girl. How you doing?
I am good. You know, it's Wednesday again, real quick.
Y'all, it come around so fast, I'm telling you. It definitely came around fast, man. But everything was held down. I knew you held it down lovely when I was gone. Just want to say, you know, RIP to DJ Saxwell, man. He's one of the DJs around my area that passed away in a car accident, man. So we had to show love last Wednesday. Just a lot going on, too, man. Some great things. You know how we moving and pulled in every direction, so it's crazy. His Memorial Weekend was turned up, so I'm just, like, trying to relax now. That's about it.
I know that's right. I mean, it's just been busy. I mean, it's like you said, being pulled in this way, which way, it's been crazy. And then, you know, just speaking of all of that, you guys, everybody that's been following the Twitters and retweeting, we really appreciate that. It's been great, and y'all have been listening and tuning in and wanting to see how you can be featured on the show. So, Golden, if you don't mind letting the people know how they could be featured for the interviews or, you know, just get that music considered, then that'd be dope.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Just hit us up on the Twitter. You can hit us up on global14.com, of course. But if you friends with Onyx on Twitter, that's Onyx254. You friends with me on Twitter, that's at the Glue, THAGLUE. Just holler at us, do a DM, you know what I'm saying? Get to know what's up, get to know what we're doing on the radio show. We like to have shows where we play music and also, you know, give constructive criticism and feedback. These are feedback shows, not just playing your music and then letting it ride out. Nah, we're going to talk about it. So anybody want to get at us about that, hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on global14.com, hit us up on Instagram. There's a bunch of ways that you can find people nowadays, man, and we not hard to find. All them networks connect with each other, and all you got to do is hit us up, man, and we'll be more than happy to listen to your music, more than happy to play it on the show, and then talk about it. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. So just holler at us anytime. We're here.
No doubt, no doubt. I'm glad you brought up the point about not just getting the music heard and just getting it played to be played. I mean,
that's, you know, that's what they want. I just played my joint one time and I'm good, baby. The world need to hear it.
Right. Well, tonight, it's so dope tonight. I'm so excited. It's like Louisiana Takeover, Louisiana Night or something, because we have Louisiana Cash coming on the line shortly here, and then also Turk from Hot Boys Cash Money. I know y'all remember. It's not too hard to remember. He's dropped a lot of music lately, so I'm pretty sure if you ain't up to par, ain't up to speed with it, you get familiar tonight with us. So that's coming up shortly. Coming up here in the news, I didn't know if you watched the Billboard Music Awards. I kind of talked about who won last week, so I didn't want to, talk about charts and anything because, they just had the award show, so I thought it would be okay if we skipped that.
But
I'm just saying. But go ahead.
No, I was... Sorry, that might have been a little sigh. I was about to talk. You caught the end of a yawn. And maybe I ain't pressed mute long enough, yo. That was the end of a yawn, kid. It's been a long day.
I would need you to not do that. Well, look, how about we do this? Because our show was like, what you say? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to end it. I'm giving you the whole apology and everything. How about we take a quick break? Look, tonight's guests, they actually had a song with each other, and which we didn't even know that when we, they're both from Louisiana, they're both dope,
right.
Both real dudes, so, I mean, it's only fitting and right that they did this chat together, but it's so dope that they do have one, and it is off the chain, so let's take a break and play that, and then, again, for everybody that's listening, this is, again, G14 Radio The Cut, that is via the social networking site of global14.com, and that is Jermaine Dupri's social network. So if you go to socialdev.com, it takes you straight there. If you go to global14.com, of course, you're going to be there as well. So I think you should check it out.
Go join. Hit us up, It's a lot of good things going on Global 14, man. It's a social network you need to be a part of. JD actually listens to people's music on that site, so you actually talking to them. You know what I'm saying? It's not one of those where you can't get in touch with them. That's how we got in touch with them. So shout out Global14.com and Jermaine Dupri. You know what I'm saying?
Word up. Giving opportunities and creating if you do what you do. So let's take a break and go ahead and play this track. And then coming up shortly, like I said, we are going to have first up Louisiana Cash, holding it down, the boot, and then next.
We got the boot in the building tonight,
man. I know,
man.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited about it. I mean, I feel like I'm home, Texas. It's not too far away, so I'm excited. This is What You Mean. This is actually off the blame on the system. This is Turk featuring Louisiana Cash. Again, it is called What You Mean, G14 Ready to Cut.
Yeah, yeah. Turk, what it do? What it do, nigga? Lose animals, nigga.
Louisiana cash.
Making the game like it ain't nothing on that bitch. I'm from that L-O-U-I-S-I-A-N-A. Well, we don't play. Talk that shit to you in my age. Talk that shit to you in my age. Yeah.
That's who some
serious nigga. Who you talk to me, nigga? Say it like a man. Look, look. Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
You act just like them hoes.
I'm from that B to the double O-T. Got a bad bitch pussy, G-double-O-D. And I keep it so G, smoke O-G. A C to the C to the O-D-E. You know I'm a B-E-A-S-T. Don't make me go beast, M-O-D-E. Beast mode, beast mode, beast mode. I'm looking for the free codes. It's Friday, you jumped off the potion. I'm Debo, Debo. So do you mean what you saying? Or you just playing when you be talking? Do you say it with your chest like a man? Or you just talking, talking? I'm out that booth. Where the niggas might shoot? If it's about that loot, if it's a problem, I might slide through. Like, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
You act just like them hoes.
You act just like them hoes.
Talk
and
what you saying?
You act just like them hoes.
You act just like them hoes.
Talk and
what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
You act just like them hoes.
You act just like them hoes.
Talk and what you saying?
What you mean? I'm Mr. Youngin' thuggin' from New Orleans. I keep it tense, I'm a 100 nigga, that's 1,000, don't know no other way. Get out of line, ain't hit a lot of time with a C-H-O-P-P-A. Broad day, broad day, yeah, I got them young niggas gon' shoot. I say go, and they gon' go. Yeah, my young niggas the truth. Talkin' shit, we don't talk. When it's beef, there's no discussion. You play pussy, you get fuckin' like a nut. We come through bustin', niggas nothing. We love the way the blood smell. Louisiana mode, exactly how it fuckin' spell. You know it's something in that water. Not no voodoo dogs, we just thuggin' in that order.
Hey, what you say?
What you say?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you say?
What you say?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you say?
You act just like them hoes.
You act just like them hoes.
Talk and what you say?
You act just like them hoes.
You act just like them hoes.
Talk and what you say?
What you say?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you say?
What you say?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you say?
You act just like them hoes.
You act just like them hoes.
Talk and what you say?
You act just like them hoes.
You act just like them hoes.
Talk and what you say?
Industry shit, nigga, we in the street, homie. We keep this shit 10 times 100, nigga. Yeah, slip on that banana peel if you want. You already know what's gonna happen. Yeah, nigga, we tote choppers for real, homie. Y'all nigga better check my motherfucking background. Check my motherfucking rap sheet, nigga. Check my PSI, nigga. My paperwork straight, homie. Free BG.
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
What you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Already. Well, but you know, when I come back like that, you already know I'm over here turned up real quick.
Boys blatantly telling them, like, they talking like hoes out here. And, like,
yo.
And no cut on nothing about that song right there. What
yo.
You saying? What you mean?
What
you talking
mean?
Like you hoes.
He said, y'all talking long. Hold up, Golden. You know they did that right there. I was about to say, my nigga, in the Trinidad James voice. I was about to say that.
Yeah, man, that was hard right there, man. I like that joint, man. He telling, it's a lot we're going to get in with these guys, because Louisiana, I feel, is, they done brought out some crazy movements. I'm talking about, like, the biggest movements. So I can't wait to talk to each of these cats, man, because that should be a super well-respected city, especially when it comes to hip-hop music.
Real talk. I mean, that single, that track right there, I mean, that's got to be the somebody anthem right now. You feel me? I know it's mine.
Indeed.
One of the many. We do have Louisiana Cash coming up shortly. Like I said, it's an exciting night tonight. I am excited. And like you said, it's a real, real area right there. Can't wait to get into it with them both. Louisiana Cash up first, but I do want to play his single for you guys. I'm so excited on the show. We get to get all the little exclusives and all the sneak peeks, and it's just dope. And Louisiana Cash, speaking of mixtapes, you know, we usually will mention the mixtapes. He dropped a mixtape today, 1 and 3, which is super, super dope. And I'll let him kind of speak about that, but it is a series. Have you had a chance to check it out, that 1 and 3?
I haven't had a chance to check the whole 1 and 3 out. Heard a couple joints off there. Definitely want to talk to him about that Letter to Boosie joint that I heard that was very real, you know what I'm saying? I love when MCs do shit like that, like let people know how they feel while they above ground and not dead, you feel what I'm saying? And he basically let Boosie know how he felt about him, and that dude is still here to hear that, man. I love when guys do that, so that joint was tight, man, and I'm going to definitely be listening to the whole 1 and 3 this week, and definitely get up on the Louisiana Cash movies. I always heard big singles from him, like The Walk with a Dip or The Bitch I'm from Louisiana. He seemed to just know how to knock out anthems, but I'm going to really dive into his project and hear all what he got to say, you know?
No, real talk, and it's so dope, and I had to share it with you, but I was going to wait, but now I'm going to go ahead and say it. The warning, he said that those are just, this is basically, he's just like, this is just what I put it, because I was like, which track do I play? I'm all excited. He's like, oh, I'm a senior single. This is just something I do, and just, you know, the fans enjoy it. I was like, what? This is going off. I mean, that whole 1 to whatever the number is, every track is jamming, and it's like, it's not even like the current instrumentals. It's like one of them was left, right, left, you know, from Drama. That track, that beat alone.
Wow.
Yes, he ripped that, like,
well,
I mean,
see,
it was
that's
ridiculous.
How you can tell this dude is musical, because when you go back and get tracks like that, it don't matter how old they are. You know what
absolutely.
I'm saying? Absolutely. At one time, they made you feel a certain way for a long time. You know what I'm saying? I love when dudes go back and get dope music from back in the day, because they all was a part of your life in some form or fashion. You know what I'm saying? So to bring them back forefront, you're showing homage to the people, and you're showing them the new school way, how he doing it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to combing all through that project, man. That sound real dope.
No, it was incredible, and like you said, I mean, I completely forgot that I was listening to the instrumental. I mean, I hadn't even thought about it just because the song was so, you know, so dope. And I mean, it's a lot of music on there that just goes off, but you know, we could talk all day about it. But I want you guys to go download it and make sure you follow the Twitters at G14 Radio and at Global 14 and at Louisiana Cash TV, so you can find the links. And it's DJ. I be slaughtering names, so I'm gonna let him pronounce the name when he gets on, because he is on the line holding. And I want to go ahead and drop his single that he did send exclusive, Louisiana Cash. I believe this is I'm from Louisiana. And it features, don't let me slaughter it. You know what? I'm going to just play the track. We're going to get back to that. Louisiana Cash, throwing it down tonight, G14 ready to cut.
Bitch, I'm from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana. Bitch, I'm from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana. from Louisiana, bitch, I'm from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana, bitch, I'm from Louisiana. We call it that boo, bitch, I'm from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana.
Million dollar fam shit, nigga.
I'm from Louisiana, bitch, I'm from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana, bitch, I'm from Louisiana. We call it that boo.
You know we go down. It's what niggas bout that action. We don't really fuck around. It's what niggas pop them jiggers. We drink white and we drink brown. I'm from Grambling, Louisiana. Nigga, welcome to my town. Round 318, that's where I'm found. Right off 20 in the woods. The police won't hear a sound. It's what niggas took them pounds. It's what Boosie got the crown. We say water, we say round. When we load it, we say bound. Bound. Ain't nobody scared, man. Trippin', you's a dead man. I put that on everything. What G-Town, got Rustown, got Jonesboro, a lot of country spots. You can go down south, come up top. You play with us and we can dump it out. We got N-O, we got Lake Charles, we got Lafayette, we got B-R, got Ratchet City, got Rose City. Play with us, you see E-R, we got Alexander, we got Negative. So from a place where we do shit raggedy. When I'm out of town, I'ma hold it down, cause I'm probably loaded and I'm probably out of night.
It's up from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana. Bitch, I'm from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana. Bitch, I'm from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana. Bitch, I'm from Louisiana. We call it that boo. Bitch, I'm from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana.
Money bag.
Bitch, I'm from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana.
Double trouble in this bitch. Bad ass entertainment. Louisiana, my nigga. Free my CEO. Boots of bad ass.
I'm from that murder camp of that big ragged, that mean tragedy. When these beef niggas eat, they trigger happy. Throw slugs in their mouth and they got a cabin. Pop peels like that's what you're supposed to do. Smoke perp like that shit legal. Drop screens and buku beat in the Cutlass, Monte Carlos, Rico. Go hard at the Bayou Classic, Jeff F and Mardi Gras. Niggas second line when they people die. We really party bar. I'm a losing animal. That's the habit, whoa. I'm from that dirty boot. Turn that bitch sideways. There's a gun, better run, cause down here we shoot.
Please excuse my grammar. I'm from Louisiana. We in the middle of Murphy City, like Dade County. That whole dirty boo, we party like a rock star. Why y'all party like a rock star? Cause it's Mardi Gras. Niggas cook crack in the same pot that they cook gumbo in. Down here is Cutso, CC City, better watch your friends. What you know about Angola, Louisiana, Penitentiary? How to free my brother Boosie. To the day he free, I'm representing.
Louisiana, bitch, I'm from Louisiana. We call it that boom. Bitch, I'm from Louisiana.
already G14 ready to cut. Man, I'm over here turned up to the level you have no idea. Song is super, super live, super dope. G14 ready to cut got also Louisiana Cash on the line. Golden, you there as well?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, okay, okay. I see how you want to do it. I see how you want to do it. I can.
Okay.
I can hear you.
You know how Blog Talk be doing sometimes.
Yeah,
gotta
I know
definitely
how they
make
do.
Sure.
I wanted to make sure his line was straight, but he is on the line with us. What's good, Louisiana Cash?
I'm cooling. What's good?
Man, you got us over here live and dopey. I mean, what's good? Thank you.
I'm good, man. I'm from Louisiana. I got turned up over there. Yeah.
I'm live, okay? Seriously.
That's that good anthem music right there. You definitely rep that state with that one, man. And shout out to the homies from Badass ENT in that joint, too, man. Y'all came on that joint.
Yeah, man, appreciate it. When it come on, like, in the club, at the crib, man, it'd be to the ceiling, man. And, you know what I'm saying, Quick and Money Bag, they reached out, they jumped on it, you know what I mean? We about to do a remix to it, too. Got the big homie Turk, he already sent this verse, so I'm working on some more verses. So, man, that thing going to be, you know what I'm saying, it's really just scratching the surface. But people respond to it, you know what I'm saying? It'd be turned up
nice.
When it come on.
Man, that's what's up already. I mean, that we played the first track, What You Mean, that y'all had together that we've heard. And, I mean, again, nothing but it was excellent. I mean, what can we say?
Appreciate it.
Well,
the main thing
is
putting out that good music.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, come on,
that's
man.
The main thing right there.
And,
can't
and
deny cool. that good music.
Exactly.
Not at all, man. Not at all. And these dudes are so humble. I can't wait to really get into it. And shout out to your fans that's listening and retweeting. You got the timeline going crazy. You just dropped your project yesterday, fresh, the 1 and 3.
Yesterday, the 1 and 3.
Well, tell us about that. Tell us about this project.
Well, it's done with me and my big dog, DJ LG. This is my third one. And basically what I do is like to take it back because pretty much everything sound the same a lot of time when you're listening to the music in the club or you're listening to the music on the radio. So I try to take it back and do the old school beats, kind of like not too old, but our generation. If you're in the, you know, like mid-20s, you know, through
yeah.
35, you know, the jams we grew up on when we was little, maybe teenagers are coming up to elementary. So try to do them, bring a new little version on them, you know what I'm saying, a new little spin on them to make them sound new because they'll never get old, that music timeless. So just doing a new on it. So this third one that we dropped, so, you know what I mean, we dropped it yesterday, and I just dropped it on actually the link on my site for this week. Then next week we're coming back and putting it on all the sites, like pretty much the Dad Pills and the sites
yeah.
like that. So, yeah.
Man, the feedback is, I mean, it's crazy, and it is dope. And I was just talking about it before you came on the line, how crazy the mixtape is. And I want to do, actually, I want to take it back a little bit, well before we even knew of Louisiana Cash, because I want to know how you got your name.
Well, actually, it used to be just Cash, honestly, you know what I mean? But when I got with that, you know, I had a label situation when I had a song, Walk With A Dip, and I had to put a handle on the front of it, so we just came up with the space, Louisiana Cash, and I'm probably going to end up dropping the Cash off of it sometime soon and just going with Louisiana, so that's pretty much it. Yeah.
That's an interesting fact right there. So have you always, and now I'm like, I'm really going back with it now, back to the, like you said, growing up in the 90s, the mid-20s, 80s babies. What was it like back at your household? Have you always been into music? Kind of let
always.
Us know. Always?
Always.
What was like the upbringing? Did your family do music, or this is just something that you said, this is what I want to do?
Well, actually, I was just always, my family always, you know, had music going from my uncles to my mom to my grandmother. Like, they didn't really do music, but it was always going on. And I'm from a small town, but it's like a musical town, Grambling, Louisiana. So they got a band, and there's always music just going on. And I originally watched cartoons when I was little. Like, I ain't watch a whole lot of TV. Nothing like
mm-hmm.
that. It was just always music. I was always outside listening to music, trying to find out how to music. So it was just always in me.
Alrighty. So then at this time, let's say, okay, you said you had the Music Town, Grambling, I'm familiar with that, being from Texas. So when did you actually write your first rhyme? Because you're crazy with it. So when, I want to know the stuff that I can't Google. When did you first?
Honestly, I wrote my first rhyme when I was 9 years old. My mom left and went to the military. And I needed, like I said, a pastime, something to do. Was always outside, but me and my brother start rapping, and I was 9 years old, and I wrote it to that. I don't know if you remember my old school DJ Quick song called "Use a Hater." I bit that DJ Quick and flipped it to. No. I want to say his was "Use a Gangster." Are you a gangster? Are you a gangster? Yeah, you a gangster. That DJ Quick. I flipped it to "You a Hater." That was my first rhyme.
Alrighty.
9 years
old, that's crazy.
Yeah. And I don't even listen to Quick like that, but I used to like that song, so I've just been doing it ever since then.
Okay. So tell me how you, before the label situation, how did you, because your fan base is crazy with it, and I mean, of course, I met you, finally got to meet you at the Southern Entertainment Awards, and I told you, and I mentioned to the fellas that it had been a minute, you know, I've been trying to meet you, because the Walk with the Dip is my song. But tell me a little bit about how you started to gain your fan base, because this is back before everybody knew about the online and in-home studios, and everybody wasn't a rapper at this point. So how did you begin to build your fan base and let it be known that, you know, I rap?
And I'm from, actually, like, I'm from a small town. So hold on, let me step aside.
Okay.
I'm from a small town. So basically, at first, when I was rapping to, I was just rapping to the people that I knew, the people in my area, you know what I'm saying, the people in the town. So it grew from actually having the same thing, from a small town radio market or a small town song, into it grows bigger. So that's, and the people just, you know what I mean, grew with me. Like, as the songs came out and as the mixtapes came out, it just grew with me and stuck with me. So I still have them to this day, and just moving around, like, touching new people, touching new spots and territories. It take a little minute, but you know what I mean? It'll build up. Mm-hmm. You keep putting out the music.
Alrighty, and I'm so glad that you said that, too, because one of the bases of the show here, we like to do a little educational with it, and we always tell the everybody to get hot in your market and, you know, move around, and you got to move around and be seen and be heard. So I'm glad to hear that you mentioned that, and that's what you did, and that it takes time. It's not overnight. So can you tell us a little bit about how the record deal came about?
After Walk with a Dip, it started from actually the song, like, popped in, like, Texas. Dallas showed a lot of love to it. Spots like Kentucky showed a lot of love to it first. And it moved. Like, it was one of them songs that just moved organically. And it just moved through the clubs. And the deal, pretty much the label jobs started looking, you know what I mean? When the song started hitting certain numbers on the charts, you know, they started looking and people started calling. And I went with Battery Jive at the time. That was the best situation at the time. But that's over with. We ended up doing 3 years over with. So now pretty much it's back to, you know how that go. I still have my label. So now I'm just pushing my label and pushing my brand. And that's how, you know, the Bitch I'm From Louisiana came up. And it ended up doing good for me, too.
Absolutely. I want to give Golden the opportunity to kind of ask you some questions. But also, would you be looking to do, like, another major, and now that you've had a record label at one point, are you looking to do that again, or do you like being independent?
I would say pretty much get your base independently first. Like, don't get a solid base. And I don't mean solid as far as just one city, your town, or your city, or your area. You got to be pretty much in a regional base to where people familiar with your music, people going to look for your music, people buying into your music, people coming to see. So as long as you got a solid base like that, independently, with something stable that, you know, your foundation, then, you know, if it gets to a right point and somebody offer you something in the right situation to advance, then advance. But unless you don't have that background and that foundation solid on your own, then it's not going to last long. So,
that's what I'm building.
Now, that's what I'm building now, and what I have already built over the years, kind of like my brand and my team. So if a label come right now, it has to be the right situation. But if it can advance me, then, yeah, I'm down.
I know that's right. That's that real. Golden, I'm going to go ahead and pass to you, homie.
Oh, man, I'm just I'm hoping that our listeners is soaking up this game. You feel what I'm saying? Because Louisiana Cash is just he telling y'all for real, man. You got to build that solid fan base, and then what you could do from there, you'd be surprised. You know what I'm saying? When them people know that you have somebody that's always willing to come watch your show, always willing to download your music. Basically, you in demand where you at. Then you'll see a lot of different doors open up for you. But I just wanted to ask the homie, man. First of all, just wanted to tell him, I see you got a knack for making these big songs, man, and that's always a great sign of a great artist. You know what I'm saying? You could jump in the studio and make something that everybody around you could gravitate to and just raise the roof. So congratulations for that talent right there. A lot of people can't do that, man, definitely.
Appreciate it.
It's all good, man. One question I definitely have for you, man, is during your time in the game, because I see that you had the label situation and now it's back to building that core fan base and seeing, like you said, if somebody else could help you advance. During your career in the game, what would you say is the most challenging thing that you have encountered when trying to keep yourself up to a certain level and keep rising?
The most challenging thing is staying true to the music. Like, pretty much, like, as humans and as people and as artists, we'll forget sometimes if people are digging your music and they buying into it, like, how much responsibility we have to them to put out music. So when we take breaks, when we go through personal stuff, when we, you know what I mean, doing stuff like that, right. The people not getting the music that they want, so that takes away from them, and they'll turn off and go to somebody else. So just staying always putting out that music, like that's the hardest thing, staying motivated to want to put it out, want to top that single, want to top that last mixtape, want to top that last show. So just staying true to it is the hardest thing for me. And it's not actually hard. That comes on the inside. Like, you got to be motivated to do it. So if you're not motivated, it's going to fall off. You're going to stop putting out music, and that's when you decline. So never, ever, ever stop putting out the music. I don't care how long it takes. You know what I mean?
Indeed, indeed, man. That's true words never been spoken right there, man. These people, you know, the fans out here are so fickle. Like you said, you give somebody else a room to come in and they on to the next person. So definitely understand that, because staying consistent is the key. You definitely have to find that way to get the fans your music, especially when they feeling you and they digging you. Another question I have from you is, like, you know, I'm from New York, man, and I never forget when I heard No Limit and Cash Money and the movements that they was coming with, man. I was just like, yo, I'm feeling these dudes right here, because everything was so real. It was like the same situations but different areas, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Being from Louisiana yourself, I know from the outside looking in, I always think, well, damn, Louisiana should be like an Atlanta, an L.A., a California. They had the biggest independent movements ever. Like, do you think your state gets the respect that it deserves when it comes to, like, where music should be centralized in? Do you think that y'all are looked upon like y'all should be in the game as a whole?
People know. I think pretty much it might not be put out like that or in the spotlight like Atlanta or New York or Cali, only because, too, like, Louisiana is a smaller state. Like, most of them cities have more people in the city than our whole state. You know what I mean? So, I mean, but people know, like, when you say, like, No Limit and Cash Money, even Trill, like, with Boosting Them, they came through and made a lot of money. Like, boys had a lot of movement, so it's like a pot to where people know the music good down here. If you ask somebody from California or New York, like, what you think about the Louisiana artists, they'll say, well, they, you know, they pretty solid. You know, when you name the artists coming out of Louisiana, you can't really give nobody that's not holy. You know what I mean? So I think people know. It's not putting like that, but people know when they need that hotness. It's Atlanta, Texas, and Louisiana. You know what I mean?
Right. Now, I definitely hear you, man, because I personally think, like you said, you mentioned Trill, too, and shout out Trill Entertainment that I forgot to say them, because that's a big movement, too. And yeah, the blueprint from the independent side, I think, runs with a lot of people that came from that Louisiana market. And you got the whole country trying to, you know, reenact what they did out of Louisiana. So I just wanted to show Louisiana that super respect, because I remember sitting there trying to read how Master P and Cash Money and all these dudes made this
how
shit
they did
happen.
That, like, how did they do that? Like, how did they do that? Yep, a lot of people want to know that.
Exactly, man. That shit was like the super blueprint. I'm like, I'm still on that shit. I see Master P these days coming back out with different things, and I'm like, whenever these cats want to start up and come back around, they just know the formula. You know what I'm saying? So any artist listening on the line, any independent, study these guys, man, because I'm telling you that the deals that they got, you probably never going to see them again, but shit, if they got those type of deals, maybe you could get some, you know, not as much, but something nice. You know what I'm saying? So always study what these guys did, man. Another thing that I wanted to ask you is, have you ever been out the country and performed your music? Have you always stayed in?
I haven't been across that water yet. I know, like my first single that walked with a dip was pretty big in some spots in like Korea, and so I was getting a lot of calls, Germany, but never went over there. I got that passport yet to go over there, but I'm coming. I'm going soon.
That's what's up right there. And I also wanted to commend you, homie, for the song, The Letter to Boosie, man. I always love when artists do stuff like that, when these people are alive to hear this stuff, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, even though he locked down, he still can hear that, you know what I'm saying? And when he get out, he gonna feel that. First of all, you basically put the motivation of why you wrote the song in the lyrics, so anybody that heard it, but if you could just give a brief synopsis on why you wrote the song for Boosie for people that haven't heard it, and also, do you feel that you write music and you try to structure your music so some you can have that impact on somebody else as well?
Right, and I've done it to that one of the old Master P beats that I got the hook up, and it was just right to go on the tape at the time, but the motivation was just pretty much exactly how you did. Like, down south, man, like, real talking, especially in Louisiana, Boosie really, like, you know what I mean? Like, Jay-Z, like, from New York, you know what I mean? Like, and that's what we grew up listening to. That's what we grew up bumping. That's all we know. Like, I know more Boosie verses than I probably know anybody versus a lot of people, other verses combined, you know what I'm saying? So that's all we bump. So, like, just telling how he affected me. Like, and then his people showed love. Like, when he got locked down, his people showed love and jumped on the song without no problem. And we've been 100 ever since then, and they accepted me. So when his people accept me like that, it's like, ah, man, yeah, I show my respect because this was real. And just so happened that a lot of people felt that. Like, a lot of people was like, man, I feel the same way. You know what I mean? So when music can touch like that, like, even just me letting me put out how he affected me, people was telling me, like, man, I feel the same way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that runs like hand in hand.
No doubt. And I'm from New York, but I live in Florida now. So I feel the impact of Boosie every day out here in Florida, man. These cats, they love that dude. And I met that dude. I had a pleasure of meeting homie out at the Magic Convention in Las Vegas, man, one of the clothing conventions. And he was out there with his team, man. And dude was just a real dude. And you could see it on his face, you know what I'm saying? That cat is about his work, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He was out there doing what he had to do, representing. I forgot what they was representing out there, but He showed love, you know what I'm saying, snapped some flicks with us, man, and it just looked like a dude that was out to get his, man, and he has felt truly in the South, especially out here in Florida where I'm at, man. They throw parties for him and anything, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to that brother, and when he come home, man, he got a lot of love.
Free Boosie, man. Free Boosie, he got a lot of love when he come home, and it's gonna change the game, I think, back to what people need, you know what I mean, especially coming out the South. So, man, free Boosie all day.
Most definitely. And my last question for you right here, brother, is I know how Boosie, you just talked about how he influenced you. Is there any other rappers from any other regions that influenced you? Who are they? And if so, why?
Oh, man, I listen to a lot of different music. I listen to boys like All Day T.I., you know what I mean, Jada Kids, Fat Scarface Bun, all the hot boys, you know what I mean, Webby, Jeezy, all that. I listen to Ross, you know what I mean, your average ride music that people riding right. to and bumping, I'm going to listen to that. And they just have, anytime I can listen to somebody and relate to it, then I can feel it. You know what I mean? If somebody talking about something that I'm not doing it on a different coast or region and I'm not used to it down south, then I'm probably not bumping it. I'll take a listen and try to open my mind to it, but I'm probably
right.
not bumping it. Then as an artist, I spend so much time working to where I'm listening to my shit a whole lot, too. So
right,
I listen
right.
to bars. Yeah, I listen to bars, man. I got an open ear. If you jamming, you got a good beat, man. You know, the music good, the good beat, a good message, a good voice behind it. I'll bump it. You heard me?
That's what's up, man. And for all the kids that's listening out there, all the independent artists, man, you got to have an open mind in music. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things out there, a lot of places this music could take you. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like when you start traveling, when you go state to state, that opens your mind to different things because you out of your environment. You know what I'm saying? And you see that's when artists start writing different and artists start expanding their
mm-hmm.
minds. So I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm looking forward to combing through the whole Wanted project. I haven't even listened to all of this one. I'm going to go back and listen to all of them you dropped, my brother, and definitely support what you got going on, man, because, you know, from what I have heard, I see you got the lyrics. I see you got the cadence, and then you know how to make them anthem songs. So I see sky's the limit for you, my brother. And any way we can help you on G14 Radio, anything we got going on, man, we here.
Appreciate it. I appreciate it 1,000. The same here, anything you need. Honest can hit me up and reach out. I can contact anything and just let me know. I just been ripping and running these past couple of days trying to drop the last tape. Yeah, I was all over. So, but anything y'all need, just let me know. And I appreciate the support. If I can plug anything, you know, anybody out there listening, hit me up at Louisiana Cash TV on the Twitter. On the Facebook, you can hit me up, but I got too many friends. I need to give me a whole Facebook page, a new one, but it's /Louisiana Cash. You can also check out my site, www.iamlouisianacash.com. And also check me out on that live mixtape on that Louisiana's Volume 1. Louisiana's Volume 1 with my big dog, Turk. He dropped that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just dropped that 1 and 3 with DJ LG. So y'all make sure y'all check up on me. You know what I mean? You can get all the information on the website or on my Twitter.
Man, boys is out here working. Shout out to you, Louisiana Cash, and I want to thank you because you, I can attest to you been ripping and running. I told him I felt like a stalker because I was trying to make sure I played the correct
single.
I'm all in his DM and doing the most, but no, seriously, we thank you for taking the time out to come on the show tonight. It's real dope. It's a special night for us because, you know, Louisiana is on the line, yourself and then Turk coming up shortly. And before you ride out, I do want to say, I did want to ask you just one or two more things. So moving forward, how are you going to what is some advice you can give some artists that want to get in this game? You gave a lot of advice, but what is some advice that you can give them listening now as far as keeping a fan base? You know, you've managed to be unsigned, have a fan base, have a record label, have a fan base, and now back to indie and still have a fan base. So can you give those artists that's listening some advice about that?
Just pretty much staying consistent with the music. Like, you got to keep dropping, like, no matter what. Like, I dropped a CD yesterday and last night. I was already working on, I already almost have one almost done for July. So it's always staying ahead of time, staying ahead of yourself, because once you get to the point to where you don't have no more music and you got to wait to put some more out, like I say, the people ahead of turn, you give somebody else a chance to come in and steal your spot. So always keep putting out new music. Always keep putting out that good shit. If it's that hot shit, they gotta, you know what I'm saying? They gotta fuck with it. You know what I mean? So just keep putting out that music and don't never stop. Like, it might not be the first. It might take some people their first CD or their first song. It might take you your 30th CD or your 30th song, but just keep going. If that's your passion, you ain't going to stop and know it.
No, that's right. And then my last one, anyone that you want to work with that you haven't had the opportunity to work with yet, any artists out there today that you like to work with?
All the boys that I named as influences, work with Turk, like as far as like, yeah, but I got to work with Turk, so that was major. So that let me know I was going in the right, you know what I'm saying, the right direction. But Jeezy, T.I., Wayne, Ross, all the big boys. That, you know, if I'm getting to the point where I'm working with them, they let me know that I'm going up. You know what I'm saying?
Alrighty. Well, I'm with Golden when I say I definitely see you on your way, and I'm so excited. I can't wait to get back and listen to the 1 and 3, and we will be definitely supporting you this end. So any new music we can get exclusives, I'll be glad to play it and drop it on Wednesday night. So thank you so much for taking a time out.
we really appreciate it, Cash. For sure, and everybody over there, Global 14, I appreciate y'all showing me love the same way.
Alrighty, thank you so much. Well, you definitely have a nice evening.
Alright, y'all do the same thing, and shout out to all the fans out there listening.
Alrighty. Louisiana Cash on the line tonight. I could talk to that dude forever, but I know I can't keep him on the line. I know he has things to do.
That's a good brother. You could tell he knows exactly what he doing, and he keep doing that, man. He gonna keep rising because I'll tell you, anybody listening, man, it ain't easy to have a deal, not have a deal, then have a independent situation again and still have people wanting to listen to you and check for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of people that have been through that same cycle and they ain't nowhere to be found right now. So shout out Louisiana Cat. You know he has the knack for making music. You feel what I'm saying? Which is the key to a lot of this, you know, this industry. It should be the main thing. It unfortunately is not. But when you have it, you can definitely keep a fan base because they know what they're going to get from you. So shout out to Louisiana for, you know, coming with that consistency, man, because that is not easy.
No, it's not. And then, you know, I was just, like I said, like he named Texas and songs blowing up there. And it's true. Like, that Walk With A Deal comes on, when that record came on, and this was well before his, you know, his deal of course. When that record came on, it got crazy up in there in that joint. So his music, all of his music, anytime they play that in Texas and anywhere, I'm sure, it, like you said, you even heard it all the way where you was, it moves. And that's crazy when you can, like you said, be from a small town and do it and have the support of your city, your town behind you. That's dope. That lets you know that you where you need to be, you know, being real about yours, because everybody can't make it like that.
Not at all, man.
So
not at all. And shout out Texas, man. Texas breaks a lot of music, man. Shout out them DJs and radio stations out there. I know a lot of people that got their music broken out of Texas. So, you know what I'm saying? If some of the independent artists are listening, man, start connecting with some people out of Texas area. You never know, man. Atlanta and Texas, they known to break something.
Yeah, for real. Ain't that the truth? Man, like I said, tonight is so dope. I like these two dudes a lot because I like realness, and like we always try to bring that to the station. You know, always like to have the realest of the real. If that's even something to say on the line. So it's just dope to have him on and be humble and be young and out here getting it and grinding. He had a record deal. He's still out here hungry for it. And I liked his advice that he gave to all the artists. So I do hope y'all will listen. And I see y'all are retweeting. Shout out to a couple of people that's retweeting. Type T was good. Thank you so much. We appreciate y'all. We do have Turk, original hot boy from Cash Money, coming on the line next. Dope night.
Legendary, man. Let me tell you, that's what I'm saying. Like, when Louisiana, man, the blueprint, the independent blueprint, craziness.
It's
that
crazy.
That's going down in the history books if you don't
it
know.
Is.
You know what I'm saying? So understand who we got coming up, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's just so dope that he's been able to come out and hit the ground running, man. So shout out Turk, man, for coming up, man. We got him next. That's going to be nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be real, real nice. Well, what we can do is go ahead and get into one of his tracks then. And this is a single called I Like Them Hot. And we're going to run that What You Mean back too, just so y'all know. If you missed it, we gonna run that What You Mean back with Turk and Booty and the Cash.
Mixtapes out. When we get them songs done, we gotta plug some of these mixtapes. There are a few that drop,
okay,
man.
Yep, it is a couple of these tapes. Well, go ahead and we got some time to do that.
You
want to
run the music first, or you want me to scream on some of these mixtapes real quick?
We could go ahead and talk about the mixes.
Okay. Well, you know, the very own Turk that we got coming up, the Louisiana Animals is out. If you don't got that, you know what I'm saying, you need to go download that and see what Turk got coming going on. And that's with DJ Hectic and Dirty Glove Bassett. So shout out Turk with the Louisiana Animals. And my man Louisiana Cash just told you he on that joint, so check that out. Guwap, Gucci Mane got the new Trap House 3 joint out.
Seen that.
And a lot of controversy coming with Gucci. Gucci,
yeah,
saying names. He not on that subliminal move. Gucci Mane saying your name all in the record and don't care how you feel about it. Shout out Gucci Mane with his new Trap House 3 is out. So that joint, and your man DeRoe. The Row got a new joint out.
What's good,
Chuck
Texas?
The down. Yeah, the Row music.
Shout out. Come on now, you
no
just
doubt.
Finish that. Can I give a shout out to the TX tonight and Louisiana? Y'all is doing y'all thing. Where my mixtape at? I'm slacking. What's good? Let's do this. I'm sorry. I'm just so excited for everybody.
Yeah, you gotta get the Row. New joint, we could get him on the show to talk about that. Jake Money, Jay Money, everybody know Jay Money in Atlanta, you know, first name, last name. He got a joint out called The Medication. DJ Scream and DJ Holiday on that joint. You know, them two huge Atlanta DJs right there. So, you know, if y'all messed with Jay Money before, he back with a new joint, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Tennessee, Gangsta Boo got a joint out.
Okay,
it's Game Fog. You know, Gangsta Boo been around for a minute. She back out with her joint.
And I'm all excited.
You know what I'm saying?
I gotta hit the mixtape sites. And I've been seeing, but you know, when you be ripping and running, and then it's like, man, when you take the time to download and listen to these joints, it's just so refreshing. I mean, they jamming. It's real, real good music. And
yeah,
I'm excited because I didn't interrupt it and everything.
You wait for the album. You might as well grab these mixtapes, man, because these mixtapes got some hard music on them. And you know, the beautiful thing about these mixtapes that I don't think a lot of people, you know, they really realize that the artists get to go pick these tracks from different producers without that label politics and all that shit.
Right.
So usually you get some dope ass music coming from some different production, you know what I'm saying? And you know, when people drop their albums, they don't be jumping like they mixtape was for that simple fact. So I like to listen to mixtapes, you know what I'm saying, and see what the deal is. And the Hustle Gang joint is out. You know, T.I. and all his people from B.O.B., Shad the God, Young Dro, Train of Truth, they all over that joint. So you can check out Hustle Gang. That's DJ Drama and DJ MLK on that joint. Mano and his crew, the Mafia, just dropped a mixtape with Superstar Jay and Love De Niro. There's a bunch of shit out right now, man. Just go to livemixtapes.com, get on that joint, and take your pick, man. Download what you want, because it's a bunch of people. This is a bunch of
people. I know he said take your pick, and whatever you choose is jamming. Gucci, he doing the most, and I'm sure he got some joints I could be like, okay, he going off, you know. But But for, like I said, like that list is crucial right now. It's crazy. And you know what else? Since we doing the talking about that and shouting some people out until we get tech on, Nati, we had her on the show. Oops. 3D Nati. She dropped a new record tonight as well. So I'm just like, y'all is doing y'all thistle tonight. And I'm just, or this week, rather. So, nice. I got to get familiar with everybody.
Nati in a minute. Barron and nothing goes wrong. Barron and Nati continues to do exactly what she's doing. She is going to be a super force to be reckoned with out here. We had her on. Man, I'm just happy to say we had her on back in the day. We need to get her back on here because since then, I mean, she's been ripping it up. And she got the whole package from head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
Looks,
mm-hmm.
lyrics, everything, mm-hmm. man. Like, she got it. And her grind is crazy. You know what I'm saying? And that's
mm-hmm.
another one from Louisiana, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, that's what I'm like.
Yeah, shout out
to
Nati, man.
Y'all gotta give it up to the boot right now. You really do. Well, let's go ahead and play. I'm glad we did that. I'm extra turned out too. So, and shout out to Lamont G14 Tech Staff holding it down.
Sure.
He on the line kicking it with us, so looking out for the homie Turk when he calls in. I want to go ahead and play his single, Turk, I Like Him Hot. And, oh, let me tell you this. I had an opportunity to see him perform. I'll get into that later. Crazy with it. But this is Turk, I Like Him Hot, G14 Red exclusive going down tonight.
I need a gang, need a blade, need a blade, need a blade. I like them hot, the ones that don't care if it's happy. While the man ain't know how to pop, I need a gang for them. Yeah.
of Eddie G 14. Yo, am I going to be.
If that shit ain't bring you back. If that shit ain't bring you back to that old cash.
I'm so crushed. Let me tell you. If I don't act like, if I'm not over here feeling like I'm in somebody's club right now, this is crazy tonight. Shout out. I like them high. Yo, that is dope. Too crazy. What you think about that track?
That shit just brought me back to all that old school, I need a hot girl, and, you know, the girl's bouncing that ass. And yeah, let me tell you something. The funny thing about this shit is that when you're not from that environment and then people expose you to it, it's so refreshing. Like, oh, shit, look what's going on. Like, these girls is just popping their ass in the video, and these niggas is just like, shake it, wobble, do it, yo. We was loving that shit, and that's what that just brought us back to. Then when I moved to the South, got to the club, and just was like, oh, shit. Like, for real? I remember niggas like, yo, go ahead and get behind that. And I was like, yo, just run up behind
just get up on it?
Just get up on that? Okay, shit. That's how I got introduced to all this shit. So that shit bringing back memories, man. Shout out Turk and that whole movement, man. That shit was crazy, especially for cats that, you know, got introduced from up north, man. We love that shit.
It's funny that you was like, wait, this is how I do it. I just do. It's like, yeah, go ahead. It's dancing. Yeah.
It was just not like that up top. You know what I'm saying? You don't just, you didn't just get behind somebody and, you know, just start thrusting on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I came down here. I just got with my seven niggas down here. We all went to school together. So now we all partying together, and niggas just pushed me like, yo, go ahead, she looking at you. Get behind that joint, she ready. And she just popping in. Oh, that's all money. Just walk up to her and just, all right, shit. That's what it is. You know, from then on, I was exposed to the wobble, the shake it, the scrub the ground, all that shit. I was like, what? The only thing I couldn't deal with is the niggas doing it. That's when I was like, nah, see, I'm not getting on the ground, my nigga. Like, that part of it ain't me, bro. You're not catching me scrubbing the ground.
It's definitely made a track that's made for the ladies, all of them type tracks. So, you know, shout out to us, because or shout out to everybody that does that, because that's what women want and that's what they love. And it's fun. And, I mean, it just gets you turned all the way up. And we do have him coming on the line shortly here. And I want to go ahead and play his Blame It on the System, because I want to make sure that I have him and not one of the fans call it in. So let's go ahead and drop that joint. This is
Blame It on the System.
Yeah, it does go hard, too. It's great. It's just a turn to night. Turk Blame It on the System featuring Gunplay. G14 Ready to Cut. Coming back with an interview with him shortly.
Blame it on the system. We can't win. Sick of this motherfucker. Find you guilty for the charge before you plead the case. Yeah, you're guilty to proving innocent. Them bitches snakes. Real talk, dawg. No, it ain't fake. You gotta stay strong. Homie, don't break. Stay solid, nigga, and don't turn safe. I keep it gangster like a G. That's the only way. I'ma take my lick. No, I never been a snitch. I done did time twice and now I do this shit again. They say, why do 10 when you can tell on a friend? Then put you out there so a nigga could do it. It's a dirty world, but it still spins. You can't do nothing about it, but try to live in it. We've been losing, don't doubt it, them people still winning. We strike you out like a diamond, night ending, blaming on the system. We can't win, we losing. Black and kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing it. Blame it on the system. We can't win, we losing. Black and kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing it.
Fuck the state, jury, judge, and the victim. All they love to see is me convicted. catch us. The system can't hold me and the feds can't catch us. These hoes can't break me and these haters can't stress us. Folks can't pin any murder to these weapons. They try and give me life, they ain't try and give me justice. Bang, bang, with the gavel, no discussion. We running from the fuzzes, they jumping out in dozens. Niggas right back on the block like they wasn't. Could never stop the hustle or the bullet out this muzzle. Pistol grip pump knocking pieces out your puzzle. Pointing at the trial, you must wanna die. You gon' get the business once you step 1 foot outside.
Blame it on the system, we can't win, we losing. Black to kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing. Blame it on the system, we can't win, we losing. Black to kill a black man, kill a white man, they losing. I call the charge and the judge try to sock it to me. Try to give me 30 years for a steal, but he couldn't. He gave me the max, and they sent me the max. 23-1, what you know about that? It's hard when you're black, you don't stand a chance. Sentence you to death if you kill a white man. And they cite, man, we never write, man. Go to trial if you like, shoot and dice, man. To the police, we a perfect target. They main goal, try to take us out the fucking market. Make you a convict, now you're starving. Can't get a job picking cotton because of your charges.
Already, blame it on the system. That was Turk, and I am all the way turned up and excited tonight. He is on the line with us live, as promised. What's good?
What's up, people? What it do? Mr. Youngie thuggin' straight from that boot.
OG Turk in the building on the line. It is great to have you on the line, my brother.
For sure, man. It's always love and pleasure from y'all, bro. I appreciate the love and support. You know what I'm saying? We going to turn up like my homie T. Wayne say, turn down for what? Man, you know what I'm saying? We about to be on this thing, man, till we can't even be on it no more. I don't got nowhere to go. Let's get it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh. I was just telling him when we brought him on the line. I was such a fan, and I got to get myself together. So, Golden, go ahead and...
Ah, man, look, hey, we all fans of Turk, man, the whole movement. I mean, if you follow music, hip-hop music, you follow what's going on, and you know the story, man, and we're going to get right into it for the people, man. First of all, like I said, man, I want to say congratulations, brother. You out, you free, and we all happy about that, man. So welcome home, my dude.
Man, for sure, man. I appreciate that love, man. And I'm going to let y'all know we can talk about any and everything, man. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. Feel free to ask me whatever. All the callers that's listening, ask me whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it all the way 10 times 100 with you because that's how I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm real, man. You know what I'm talking about?
That's a Louisiana night, man. Let's get ready. You know, if you got your questions, if you got your comments, call in, man. First of all, let's just give them a little background. For those who don't know, you know, we got some babies that's trying to get in the game to be listening to. For those who don't know, you know what I'm saying, Turk, background from yourself. Just let them know where you're from and how you came into the game, my brother.
Man, you know, I'm from uptown New Orleans, the Wild Magnolias, you know where the soldiers dwell. You know what I'm talking about, 504 in the building. You know, I've been doing this for a minute, man, since I was like 13 years old. Wound up signing with Cash Money when they wasn't signed with Universal, when it was a local group. You know what I'm saying? When it was a local record label in New Orleans, it was doing big things at the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At the time, they had an artist named Magnolia Shorty. She's resting in peace now. She got killed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She introduced me to Baby and Slim at a DJ that Manny Fresh happened to be DJing in the Magnolia Project. You know what I'm saying? And Slim gave me a card, man. You know, I had been holding it down uptown, rapping at all the DJs and stuff. So, you know, I had a little buzz for myself, you know, like far around my hood where I was staying and living there. calling the radio station, getting on a 9 o'clock clock with Wild Wayne. So, you know, Slim them gave me a chance. I rapped for them. They told me come to the studio. And Juvenile working on Soulja Rag at the time. That was Juvenile's first solo album, Cash Money. You know, I wound up getting on like 3 songs on that album. And, you know what I'm saying, all of us came as solo artists, me, Wayne, BG, and Juve. BG was already there. Juve had just came. And Wayne was a part of the BGs at first. You know, they was a group. I'm saying, at the time, man, you know, Baby and them was going through their things with a group they had called UNLV. They was breaking up, you know what I'm saying? And they just switched the ship, you know what I'm saying, and wind up putting the Hot Boys together. And the rest was history after that, you know what I'm saying? We put out that Get It How You Live, you know what I'm saying? And we just took off, man.
Yo, man, listen, that background that y'all got, it's so, y'all need to really soak that up because, you know, after, when he says the rest is history, I mean history, I mean largest independent deal, I'm talking about they going down in the record books, it's really history, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to say, man, being like, I was just talking to Louisiana Cash, and being from New York, man, and hearing the whole No Limit, then the Cash Money sound, man, it was just so refreshing because your eyes don't be open to a place that you're not from. And when I saw that, I was just like, man, these cats right here is from some place that's kind of like where I'm at, but it's damn near different, and even wilder. And you could tell, man. And we was intrigued by it, man. And y'all told it so very well. Give me a little background on the early Cash Money days from the Hot Boys on. When you guys formed that group, and it was you, BG, Juvenile, Wayne, Baby, did y'all always just say, you know what? Our main goal is to take over where we from, Louisiana, and then branch off and do what we got
to
do.
It never was our intention to just say we going to take over, you know what I'm saying? We just had the mindset that we going to work hard, man, and, you know, we just going to do what we love to do, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't realize until I got locked up in the feds how many people was impacted by the Hot Boy movement, you know what I'm saying? It just was something different for me, you know what I'm saying? At the time when I was out doing my thing, you know, I was blind to the fact due to the drugs and things that I was doing, you know what I'm saying? Young and drugging, you know, thugging and drugging, man, that's how I was living coming up, you know, so I couldn't see a lot of things. I was blinded to a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? So we just was doing what we love to do, man, and it just took off, you know. Then we had a little pitfalls, you know, in every family you always have falling outs, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it be money issues, sometimes it be female issues, sometimes it be everything, all of the above, you know what I'm saying? And in our situation, we all was young at the time, you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of us, all of us made crazy decisions that we made out of our emotions that we probably could have worked out in a better way as men, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if we wouldn't have went through what we went through, man, you know, we wouldn't be where we at today. We wouldn't be the men that we are today, you know what I'm saying? So I don't fault nobody. I don't blame nobody. I just keep it moving, keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? I'm blaming it on the system right now. I'm Louisiana Animal Volume 1 right now. You know, I've been home 7.5 months. I got twins on the way. You know, I ain't complaining, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my thing. I got married. You know what I'm saying, man? Life is good.
Man, congratulations all across the board to you, brother. Twins, married. And I've been
twins,
seeing
you married, two mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? Still pushing. And hooked up with the management company, the agencies, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got the reality show coming, my book coming. You know, I'm just, it's just a blessing, man, to be able to be in a position to use your talent to get bought in front of great men, you know what I'm saying? And not just do things to hurt people and take from somebody to get to the top. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, nah, man, this is wise words that everybody out here should be listening to, man, because what he's talking about, I mean, if some people don't know, you know, he was incarcerated. It wasn't short. It was a long stint, you know what I'm saying, especially for the people that knew about him and was waiting for him to come back out, and it is a blessing that you able, and I know you hitting the ground running, man. I've been seeing these interviews, and it sounds like your woman is a real good woman, too, man. Every interview I done seen, you know, coming out. She right there by your side, so shout out to her too, man. And your twin that's coming up, man. It looking like everything's going real beautifully for the brother right now, and that's great, man. I'm so glad to hear it, bro, for real.
For sure, man. It's all love, man, and I couldn't do it without the fans. You know, the fans, it really put me back in the mindset to even go harder. You know what I'm saying? God first, then family, then me, man. You know what I'm saying? And me, it's just love, bro. I can't complain about anything. I'm thankful, I'm blessed, I'm humble, you know what I'm saying? And
I wanted to talk to you about
that, back,
man. I wanted to talk to you about that because I know you had a lot of time to think while you was in there, man. And as you were seeing the rise of Baby, Slim, Wayne, the whole Cash Money, and then to where it is right now, what was your mind frame, man? Were you able to catch up on everything that was going on while you was inside? Did you know exactly what was going on?
Yeah, you know, we do a lot of reading. We get the Source Double XL, you know what I'm saying? We connect you to the streets, all into the streets. We got emails. You know, we got correspondence all throughout the prison system, and we see BET, MTV, we seeing all the award shows and everything. So I'm just seeing it was kind of like, at times it was like up and down for me, like, man, I should be there,
right?
You know what I'm saying? But then at times it was like, I'm gonna be there, you know what I'm saying? Because every time I looked around, my name was getting mentioned. So throughout the years, it ain't like people forgot about Turk. Like every time they say something about Cash Money, they had to say something about Turk. So it kind of let me know that, damn, I still got fans out there. They still want to hear from Turk. They still this, they still that. So, you know what I'm saying? I just start working, man, just going in and preparing myself for when I did come out. That's why what you see now is what you get. You know what I'm saying? Proper preparation prevented poor performance, and that's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Just staying focused.
Yes, sir.
Moving forward, man.
When you was, because I knew they were mentioning your name, we was all following the movement. Your name never faded. Everybody used to talk, like you said, they talked about Cash Money, they talked about Turk, they talked about BG, they talked about Juvie. How did you feel when you saw the breakup started happening? The Juvie going this way, BG going that way. Did that impact you in any way? Did you know what
was
going on?
You know, the breakup happened before I got locked up. The breakup happened like, in 2001, I dropped Young and Thug, and the breakup was starting. It was brewing, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If you just do your research, you'll see Juvenile ain't on Young and Thug and L, man, because Juvenile went in a separate way, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, we
used
to be all on each other's songs, you know what I'm saying? It was limited on my Young and Thug and L. So I wound up getting locked up in New Orleans. I did like 7 months for a gun charge. I won my trial. And I got out, but everybody was going their separate ways. BG had and got with Koch, you know what I'm saying? Juvie had and Lee got with Atlantic. And me and LaWayne were stuck there, so I was like, man, what should I do? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, Baby and them showed me tough love. That's what they said was when I was locked up, you know what I'm saying? They ain't come to my trial or none of that. So I felt like, damn, they ain't show me no love when I was locked up, you know what I'm saying? And all these niggas leaving, man, you know what I'm saying? Why should I be here? So I found a suit. I went to Koch with BG, you know what I'm saying? So, and then everything just went down. It seemed like it happened for the worst because you might see Wayne and Baby and them still doing what they doing. But I think I'm a better man, like, in my spirit, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm rich in my spirit, you know what I'm saying? As long as I got that, man, it ain't nothing that I can't do in life, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, my hat goes all to Baby and Slim and Wayne, man, and Fred, everybody. You know, I respect every man, you know, and I want the same thing, you know what I'm saying? I don't get mad. I'm not bitter, you know what I'm saying? They doing them, and I'm doing me, you know what I'm saying? That's just what it is, man, Y&T. Young and Thug, and that's what it stands for, you know what I'm saying? And it's an empire. If things get inspired, that's what we on.
Nah, that's what's up, man. And I'm telling you right now, from the outside looking in, it's looking like everybody is embracing you to give you the foundation that you need to start an empire. And you coming with music back-to-back, hot shit. We just heard one with Louisiana Cash and you. That joint was crazy.
What you mean?
What you mean, that joint is crazy. The joint you dropped, the gunplay. And the beautiful thing about it, Turk, is when I'm seeing it, I'm seeing a balance. When you let them know about the Young and Thuggin', but then you let them know about the blaming on the system, man.
Then I let them know about the reckless when I'm talking about my heroin and cocaine addiction. I let them know about the rack attack stunting. I let them know about the female. You know, I let them know about everything. It's a balance because everything that I went through in my life, I didn't experience it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling my story. I'm not holding back no more. Everything that you hear is the God honest truth, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It might be a little fabricated, you know, animation in some of my rhymes because it ain't no rapper that rap 100% true, you know what I'm saying? And they rhyme because we just like actors, you know what I'm saying? Like Denzel Washington, he played bad cop in Training Day, but that's not who he is. So sometimes you got to act. That's just the sport of the craft, you know what I'm saying? We just got to get down like that, but if you listen to it, man, it's authentic, you know what I'm saying, when I talk about my life, when I talk about doing drugs, when I talk about, you know what I'm saying, going on this and doing that, you know what I'm saying, doing time and all the struggle, you know what I'm saying, I went through that for real, you know what I'm saying, and now I'm just telling my story, so hoping that it can inspire somebody else.
It's definitely inspiring cats. I know cats personally that's inspired by it, man. One of my boys is Down, you know what I'm saying? And he's an artist, you know what I'm saying? And he mentions your name when he like, man, I'm seeing what Turk doing out there. I know when I get out, I could do it. And it's just a beautiful thing, man. And I know we got a lot of callers on the line. So, you know, and Onyx got some questions for you, man. We want these people to talk to you, bro. So I ain't going to keep you no longer. I want the people to get at you, man. Just know that we so happy that you out hitting the ground running, man. Praise due to your family you got coming, man, and everything. But, Onyx, let's get you back on the line and you get your questions in because I know we probably got a lot of people that want to talk to Turk, man. Oh, you there? Onyx.
Yes, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, what it do?
Okay. see, your line, you got the callers, they didn't kick me off real quick for a second. We got a lot of people on the phone, a lot of fans, a lot of supporters waiting to speak with you, Tuck, so I don't want to take too much of the time out tonight, and I thank you for your time as well. I want to mention something to everybody that's listening right now. If they haven't seen you perform, how crazy it is. I actually had an opportunity to see you out there in North Carolina. Got on the road real quick and saw you do your thing. And to my understanding, you said, I remember you said that you know, you don't have no liquor in you, nothing in you. You just got that energy. You just hype off the music. And you gave a full-out concert performance. You know what I'm saying? Do you think that's... Do you think that's one of the things about you that keeps the fans as loyal as they are? Is not only are you putting out that good music and that real music, but the performance and stage presence?
Yeah, because like you know, anytime I'm scheduled for a performance, whether it be 100 people, one person, you know, I'ma give it my all. You know what I'm saying? Because like in that show in North Carolina, you know, it a lot of people didn't know I was home. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the people come out and support that believed I was there, I had to perform like it was a million people there, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. That's just who I am. I'm gonna put my all into it, you know what I'm saying? And every show since then, you know what I'm saying, it's been packed house, you know, and the fans just been supporting me, man, and I just appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? But they gonna get 1,000 every time, whether I'm doing an interview, whether I'm doing a photo shoot, you know what I'm saying, whether I'm signing mm-hmm. autographs, I'm gonna all the way in full energy, and I'm doing it
slow. Alrighty, definitely. Well, let's go ahead and get what I said. If I don't take these calls, it's going to get crazy. So let me go ahead and get Erica on the line Ashley on the line, who's been holding for some time. Ashley, you live right now with Turk on G14 Radio.
You can?
Yes,
hello?
We can.
Oh, hey, Turk.
What's up with it?
Nothing. I'm from Baton Rouge.
Okay, B. Okay. Off stand up. 225.
Yeah, I'm calling from Baton. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I was always a high boy fan. I'm still one.
Man, for sure, man. I appreciate that love. I know you got that Louisiana Animal mixtape, then, huh?
Yeah, I already did that. Quick, and I already put a home game with it.
Okay, that's what's up. I know you like that. I like them hot. I did that remix with Level, huh?
Yeah, you did it. I was feeling it. I was feeling that song. And for I sure, got the other sure. one. I got the first one, too.
For sure, that Blame It On The System.
Blame It On The System. I have that. It's in my phone right now.
Well, I sure appreciate the love. You know, I got the reality show coming, Make Love, Make Money. Me and my wife and my twins, you know what I'm saying? I got a boy and girl on the way. So I'm about to let y'all see my life on a day-to-day basis, you know what I'm saying? We just about to be all the way open for the world, you hear me?
Okay, okay. You following me on Instagram and everything, so I see all that.
Man, you already know I'm going to keep it 1,000. Follow me, I'm going to follow back. So you need to tell everybody that, you hear me?
That's right. I'm going to show tell them for you.
Okay.
I'm going to show going to tell them. I see how you be holding it down for Boosie. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's my guy, man. You know what I'm saying? Badass Entertainment, YNT. We about to take over. You hear me?
That's right. And I'm still, we hollering Free Booster and BG because it's all love from the 504 to the 225.
Man, all over the boot. Louisiana must stand up. I appreciate the love.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. That was Ashley holding it down. We got couple more callers, y'all. Give me a minute. I'm trying to find you. We got Eric on the line wanting to speak with Turk. Eric, you live with G14 Ready to Cut.
What's up, Turk?
What's up? What's up, G?
Shit, I've been rocking with you since day one, man. Since Young and Thuggin' days. Man,
Young and Thuggin'
days.
Yeah, man, you know I'm Young and Thuggin', but I'm growing up. They call me Mr. YNT now. Yeah,
you look a lot swollen now since you got out. I didn't even recognize you at first.
Yeah, man, you follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, Eric Wright 650.
Okay, say no more, man. Man, tag me in and say something. If I ain't follow you back, I'm going to make sure I do that, homie.
Yeah, I'm going to say something right now as soon as I get off the phone. But I just want to give you a shout-out. Respect everything you're doing. Respect the movement. Respect you a real man.
Sure.
You got your wife and your kids and everything. I respect that.
For sure, man. Make sure you go get that Louisa Adam and Blame It On The System if you ain't already got it on livemixtape.com.
Yeah, that one with Gunplay slap.
Man, for sure, man. For sure. I appreciate it, bro. I'm going to keep it coming. It ain't going to stop.
Yeah, from the Bay of Louisiana, we got you, cuz.
Let's
got
get
you,
it.
Man.
Alrighty, we got, next up, we got Brandy holding on the line to speak with you, Turk. Brandy, you live with G14 Ready to Cut?
What's up, Turk? It's Brandy. I'm calling live from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I just want to, just to let you know, welcome home.
Man, for sure, man. 225 in the building. That's what's up. I appreciate it.
I just want to also let you know I've been rocking with you way when you left Cash Money. You did a show in New Orleans about 10 years ago. I was there. I mean, I respect your movement. I respect the love you have for your wife and your twins. I mean, just keep your head up. And I like how you shout out Boosie. I'm from Baton Rouge. I'm from his hood. So, you know, I appreciate that love 100%.
That's my guy. You already know when Boot touched down, you know what I'm saying, man? The Boot about to take over, you know what I'm saying? Badass Entertainment, YNT, remember to tell you that, because we going to do it like real niggas supposed to. You know, we going to bring a nigga up, not put down.
I know. Real recognize real. You've been 100 all the way.
Yeah.
Just want to say welcome home and do you keep your head up. And I got Blame It On The System. I got every album you ever dropped. I listen to it daily.
Man, say no more, man. Keep representing that YNT and that Badass Entertainment. We got it.
I will. Keep your head up.
Okay, appreciate you.
Alrighty, we got area code 323. I believe this Boo on the line to speak with Turk.
What's happening, Turk?
What's up, homie?
I'm good, my nigga. I just want to let you know, welcome home and all that good shit, and let you know, my nigga, when I was locked up, few years back, I tried to live with that Young and Thug and got me through the hard times. My nigga, I just want to say appreciate that and all that shit.
Man, for sure, man. It's all good, bro. I'm here to stay, you know what I'm saying? We going to salute the struggle. You know, I'm going to take it back, man. I represent the niggas that don't have shit, man, you know what I'm saying? Because that's where I come from, you know, and I'm going to stay that way. Ain't nothing going to change me, bro. You heard
me? No doubt, man. I'm following you on my Instagram, too. I'm Brother Boobie Sauce. I send you a shout-out every now and then, my nigga, but I let the rest callers get it in, my nigga. So when you come to Cali, I'll definitely be at your show, my nigga.
Man, for sure, man. Make sure if I ain't following you back, say something so I can follow you back, bro. You know, I operate
my
own
stuff. You already following me on Instagram already. I'm Brother Boobie. As soon as I hang up, I'm going to throw you a shout-out. But you already follow me on Instagram, so it's all good.
Okay, it's all good, nigga. I got you.
For sure, Coach. Stay up, my nigga.
All right, homie.
Already we got another call from area code 727 on the line. Didn't catch your name. What's good? You ride with Turk?
Oh, hey, Turk, what's going on, man? It's Hot Boy, man, from Badass Entertainment. Don't get people, man.
Oh.
What's up? What's up? Baby, you already know what it is, girl, but we about to take over this shit. Shit, man. She already knows. You know, I was just on Instagram. I said, you had an interview. I said, I got to call in to fuck with the OG. I said, I got to call in to support that nigga, man. We are holding down Free Boosted, BGC, Murder, and Mac, and everybody else that's in that thing. Yeah.
Man, shit, yeah, man. You already know. Let's take this shit over, dog. You feel me? You know, I just had to call, you know, just to show support, you feel me? Because you already know who it is. You know, it's Badass Entertainment. You know, I already know it's Badass Entertainment, Trap Life, YNC, you know, Takeover, man. Let's get it, sir.
Let's take over. We got it, Louisiana Animals, yeah.
Hey, already, shit, yeah. I'm gonna hit you up on Instagram right now, my dog.
Okay, G, get at me.
Already, man. Be easy, be safe out there, bro.
Alrighty. Another call from the 504. This is Gerard coming by G4C Mary the Cut.
Yeah. What's here? I'm Turk, bro.
Man, this sounds like 504 Uptown Swag right here.
Say Turk, dog. Look here, homie, nigga. I've been fucking with you, nigga. We was in school together, you heard me? We back from Green, nigga, from Booker T to Fosha, you heard me? What's up, homie?
Okay. Who they be like?
Man, this Gerard, man. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? Free my nigga Fetty, you heard me? Out the 13, you know what I'm saying? Google, free him too, you heard me?
What's up, nigga?
Man, say, bro, man, I've been trying to catch up with you, man. I was trying to hit you up, man, know what I'm saying, on the Facebook thing. You remember when I was in the city for New Orleans when you was trying to do your little video shoot, trying to run across, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying it like this, homie, you know what I'm saying? I love what you're doing, homie, man. I'm supporting you out here in Dallas, Texas right now, you hear me? And we waiting on you to stop out here, you hear me? Real talk.
Man, for sure, man. You know, I just did that song, man, Too Strong with T-Wayne. You know, T-Wayne out there, man, with that turnout for what? You know what I'm saying, man? We going to put on for the city, bro. You hear me? Don't stop that nigga. I pop my mouth now.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, dog. We waiting on you to get out here, man. In Dallas, Texas, man. We were just talking to the big homie. We trying to get you and Juve and all y'all to get out here to do something, man. You hear me? Real talk.
Man, you know, I'm a promoter's best friend, man. I get out there. I do video drops. You know what I'm saying? I get out there, go to the mall, shake hands, mix and mingle. I'm going to make sure they get their money. You know what I'm saying? So any promoter that listening, man, get at me at bookings@thenewerraagency.com. You know what I'm saying? Like that, they can call 404-798-0197. You know what I'm saying? And, man, we can make it happen. You hear me?
Oh, for sure, homie. That's what's up, dog. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, bro, it's time for you to take on, you heard me? You know what I'm saying? And hold it down for Doogie, a.k.a. BG, little BG, you heard me? You know what I'm saying? Free my nigga BG. Turk, you doing
now,
the thing, homie.
You know, I free that on everything I do, man. If you got that Louisiana,
oh, man.
That's all you're going to hear.
I know you free. Too. Oh, yeah, man, too.
Yeah.
For sure, dog, but I ain't gonna hold you up and let you talk to the rest of the fans, dog. But I'm gonna let you know exactly who it is. You hear me? Know what I'm saying? I'm gonna hit you up on the book. You know what I'm saying? And congratulations, dog, to you and your twins. You hear me?
For sure, appreciate that love. Hit me up on Facebook, man. Send me a message.
I got you, homie. I got you.
All right, G.
Well, love.
All right. Next call, we got Maul on the line. Live with G4C Ready to Cut.
Man, what's up, Turk?
What's up, Nick?
Shit cooler, man. This Maul from D.C., man. This cooler, man. Been listening to you from day one, man.
Man, I fuck with D.C., man. You know, I've been getting a lot of love from D.C., man. You know, I know about 7 and T Street out there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Been listening to you from day one, man. You been keeping it real and everything, man. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to let you know, man, I got my little brothers in there, man. They want, you know what I'm saying, want you to check out their little music group and shit, man, you know what I'm saying?
For sure, but just get at me, man. You know, if you follow me on Twitter at Turk Mr. YNT, send me a DM, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook at Turk Imani-Empire. Send me a message, you know what I'm saying? You send me a message on Instagram, Turk_Imani, man, you know what I'm saying? And we'll make it happen, bro, whatever need to be done. You hear me?
Yeah, okay, okay. I'm already, you know what I'm saying, following and everything. I'm going to do that, you know what I'm saying? It's swag game, you know what I'm saying? So we going to holler at you and shit, man, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, let's make it happen, nigga.
Yeah, man, love the music, man, you know what I'm saying? Been with you from day one, man. You always kept it real, man, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I love that, bro. You know what I'm saying? We going to keep it real and we ain't going to do nothing at all.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, man. Okay, man. We're going to check you out, man. I'm going to let you go ahead and holler at the fans and stuff, man.
Okay, G. Keep it 1,000.
Okay. Congratulations on your twins, too, man.
Appreciate it, Nick.
All right.
We got Terry up coming up next. G14 ready to cut.
Hello?
Yes, you live with Turk. G14 ready to cut.
Yo, Turk, man, what's happening?
What's up, G?
Yo, man. I want to say something, man. Your song, Rack Attack, it's the best song I've ever heard in my life, man.
Well, sure,
I listen
man,
to that every day.
Hey, you have a Rack Attack out there. You know, we don't make it rain no more. We have a Rack Attack now.
Yeah, man, I got your albums, Louisiana Animal, Blame It on the System, Young and Thuggin', man. I listen to you every day, man.
Man, for well, sure, bro.
The best rapper, man.
Man, I appreciate it, man. We going to keep it all the way gutter, you know what I'm saying? We ain't going to change nothing for nobody, you hear me?
I'm glad, man. You're doing well, man. All right.
All right.
All right, man. Congratulations on your twin. Congratulations
appreciate
on your twin, man. Wish you the best.
Okay.
Man.
All right. Man, we got people from all over the country, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Say.
I appreciate all of love,
man. You gotta love that, bro.
Man, you got the whole globe on the board right now. I want to bring on Key. You live with G14 Radio Turk?
Dude, what's down with your homie?
I'm coolin', nigga. What it do?
Man, say, bro, I just want to congratulate you, bro. You've been holding it down for the booth for a minute. You heard me? I just want to ask you something, though. Like, when you first came home.
As long as you're in the feds, nigga, you can ask me whatever, you heard me?
Man, when you first came home, like, did it feel different, like, trying to get your swag back? Like, you know what I'm saying? Trying to shake back, because I know it's been like a minute, bro. It's been like 8 years, you heard me? So I know
nah,
it was hard for you trying to get your shit back,
hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I'm still fucked up in the head, bro. You know, this shit so fast out here, you heard me? I just, man, just trying to do me, man, and get the people what I know they love, and that's just, you know, 100%, 1,000% real, you know what I'm saying? But as far as, like, me being in the streets like I used to, I ain't doing none of that. I'm taking it slow because I ain't trusting no nigga no more, man, you know what I'm saying? That's how my life almost got taken away last time, the nigga snakes in the grass, man, you know what I'm saying? So you got to keep your circle real tight. You know what I'm talking about? And mine is consisting of none but my family, man. And some of them not even in a circle because you don't know who to trust, man. I've been gone a decade, so, you know, I'm kind of like an introvert. You know what I'm talking about?
Man, I'm talking about, say, bro, it was so crazy, though, how it all happened because it was like as soon as you came out, BG went in. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
man,
and it's just making a nigga think, like, damn, bro, like, for real? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. But it's all good, though, man. You know, he had to go sit down. He took it lick like a G. And, man, you know, like, they got to guard that shit high and look low, man. You know, he fight these appeals, man. Then they got the 85% law about to change to 65% preferably. You know what I'm saying? He'll be home before you know it, bro. Yeah.
Believe that. You ain't trying to collaborate with Young Buck, man. Like, you know, you got Young Buck and them boys doing their thing out there in Tennessee. You know what I'm
saying? That's my guy. You know, Young Buck, man, before he signed with G-Unit, he used to be on the bus with Cash Money. And I used to always have him in the car with me, you know, taking him uptown. He'd go get his hair braided and shit. You know, when I was locked up, Buck used to look out for me, throw a nigga a couple hundreds here and there. You know what I'm saying? So it always would be love, man. Buck, one of the real niggas. You know, he got caught up in the system like I did. But I'm quite sure when he come out at this time, you know what I'm saying, he going to be learned a whole lot, man, and he going to go far. You know what I'm talking about?
You already know, my nigga. Shit, look, keep your head up, you heard me? Say, bro, keep that hot boy shit moving. You know, we ain't making this shit nationwide. So, bro, you know, we going to do this shit for the streets, straight up.
Man, I promise you, I'm going to keep it street, man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas who are with me at the bottom going to be with me at the top. That's how I rock.
Believe that, nigga, 100.
All right, G.
Alrighty, we got Christy up on the line next. You ride for G14 Radio, okay? Christy, you ride for G14 Radio and Turf?
Hello?
What it do?
I'm home from Duval 904.
Yes,
what's
it is.
In?
Hello?
We hear you. You hear us?
Yeah, I can hear y'all.
What's up with it then?
What's up? What's up? We're going to say welcome home from Duval 904 in the building. We've been fucking with you since Hot Boys. You know what I'm saying? We're waiting on another album or something. Y'all got to give us something.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all can't leave us in the blind like that.
You know you got to go get the Louisiana. I got the Hot Boys on the Zippy.
I already got it. I'm that pimp. I already got it on the phone.
Okay. Well, you know I'm going to try to bring it together, you know what I'm saying? But first, we got a free beat, G. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Yeah, we got a free beat, G, man, you know, because I already know that we got real fans out there, man, you know. So
yeah, I'm following you on Instagram. I'm following you on Instagram. I seen that you had something going on, so I had to call and fuck with you.
Man, yeah, I appreciate that love. You know what I'm saying? It's real. Man, I want to be accessible to the fans. I want y'all to be able to touch me, talk to me. If y'all going through problems, ask me something. You know, if I can't answer it,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let you know. I'm going to keep it 1,000
right.
with you.
Right. Yeah, but I'm glad to see you know what I'm saying, you're a real nigga on the street. I got a brother that's locked up doing life in prison, you know what I'm saying? So at least I know it's one real nigga out here, you feel me? So get respect to you and keep your head up out there and congratulations on the baby.
Man, for sure, man, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you support that brother that's locked up, man, because any little thing, whether it be a card, whether it be one picture, you know what I'm saying? Just the thought that somebody care about him on the street, you know what I'm saying? That take him a long way.
Most definitely. Free ride, T2, love you. And keep your head up, Turk. Welcome home.
All right, you said y'all be safe out there.
All right.
Hey, right now, I want to shout out, you know what I'm saying, Final Draft, you know what I'm saying, R&B group doing their thing out there, you know what I'm talking about. Man, we got to support our R&B too, you know what I'm saying. We got some real, keep it 10 times 100 R&B people out there, you know what I'm saying. I just want to let them know, man, that I'm pulling for them, you know what I'm saying, and let's get it, man, let's turn up, you hear me?
Absolutely. We got to – please send me their Twitter so we can see what they got going on. We'll link up and get their information and get their records here on G14 Radio.
Yes.
Cut. Next thing we got coming up is Black from Uptown, G14 Radio Cut, live with Turk.
What's that with you, Turk, homie?
I'm cooling, homie.
What it do? Look, check this out, bro. I want to, first off, apologize for the Facebook post. You hear me? I know you was married. I appreciate the real shit you did. Put the marriage certificate out there and let a nigga know you ain't stunning. You on some 100 type shit. Been fucking with
you since I first met you. I ain't trip about that, and I appreciate you for being real, because a lot of niggas hold their feelings and their emotions in how they feel. You speak your mind. So, you know, I wasn't about to on Facebook beef or tweet with you, but I'm going to let it know that it's official, and I ain't hiding nothing, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. I appreciate you from calling, being a man about the situation, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about, man, growth and development, you know what I'm saying, moving forward. You know, and admitting that, okay, man, I was wrong on this, you know what I'm saying? I prejudged this because I done been there before, too. But my situation, man, is all the way. Everything about me is 1,000, bro, you know what I'm saying? I'm through with the lies, you know what I'm saying? I don't cheat no more, man. I'm all the way real with it, you hear me?
Well, I've been fucking with you since. I've been on your girl Facebook page before you, man, came home, bro. And just to see, you know what I'm saying, because you know how it is uptown, bro. Nigga really don't never get their mind right. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I ain't really been peeping you out, son. I like what you've been doing, bro. You're a real inspiration for the community, for the hood. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's out with our little son Wayne. Hopefully get his mind right. But you on the right path, bro. I'm proud of you. Congratulations to the twins. But I wanted to know, you going to do something with son? Like on some Young Money, YNT type shit? Or you just going to be solo?
Me and Wayne, we good. You know what I'm saying? That's like my little brother, bro. But you know, we grew apart, you know what I'm saying? And I got my own movement, man. I just was locked up, you know what I'm saying? If I'd have been out, it would have been the same results, you know what I'm saying? I'd probably been dead because I was wilding for real, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think that my thing going to go further, man, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I got people that can relate to me and I can relate to, you know what I'm saying? I'm not Michael Jackson. I ain't weird, you know what I'm saying, quote, unquote. You know what I'm saying? Some of these dudes out here, man, you can't even touch them. You can't even talk to them. They ain't getting on their social networks where they talking to the people and showing the people they like who support them, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's where I'm going to win at, you know what I'm saying? I'm not doing it for no show. I'm doing it for show, you know what I'm saying? That's just what it is, man, keeping 1,000.
Yeah, I had met you for the Get Your Roll On concert at the House of Blues. My cousin Will Harden, he used to do all the videos and shit with Master P. He was trying to get on with Slim and them, but, you know, they went in another direction as far as the video business go. But I was back there in the VIP with you. We took pictures. I got him and shit. It was a long, long, long time ago. You remember that night when they Get the Roll On, when y'all first did that, when the Hot Boys first did that little thing at House of Blues that night for the record release party or whatever. You know, I was in the VIP with y'all. We kicked it or whatever. I took pictures with all y'all. But that's when I had, you know, really first had met you.
You need to post them pictures, nigga, so I can screenshot them and take them from you. That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to send them to the Facebook shit. Yeah, if I just want to holler at you, know what I'm saying? I like what you're doing, bro. I like the positive energy. You know what I'm saying? And it's real, real good that we got somebody that's on a national stage, bro, that's, like, putting golf first and actually doing something positive with their life. Because all these fools running around following Wayne, bro, it's really crazy. Niggas running around, bitches love me like Satan. All this other crazy ass shit this little dude said. So I'm really proud of what you're doing, bro. Keep up the good work and one love. Keep it uptown, nigga.
All right, uptown in the building.
Go.
All righty, up next we got Pick on the line. G14 ready to cut you live with Turk. What's good, Quick? Air code 225. You live with Quick Turk. Already gonna come back. We got live on G14 Radio Cut Donkey on the line with Turk.
What up, Turk boy? What's up, G? What it do?
It's Donkey. You know I had to come show the love, man. You already know what it is.
What's up, man? I came from the hard time.
Already, nigga. Man, bro, you know I got to stop doing what I'm doing and salute the homie, man. Y'all already know. Y'all gonna go get that blaming on the sister, man.
You already know, real nigga, since day one, man. You know, we stand alone, bro. Fuckers gotta move out of the way.
Already, bro. I support anything you do. You know it's on the hunt. And free boo, free BG, that's what we doing for, man.
For sure, you already know this shit real, not a drill, man. You know, we don't just be on no rap.
For real, bro. Well, I say, bro, it's like, it's a difference between the industry. Like I tell them, sir, it's a difference between industry and industry, niggas, bro. I let my struggle speak for it, bro. I'm here for you, homie. I salute your movements. You doing what you're doing. All real niggas go unite, my nigga.
Man, for sure, man, you already know, man, badass, trail like, you know what I'm saying, YSB, we gonna hit that road together, man, somebody's gonna be so big, man, you know what I'm talking about, Michael Jackson, you know, and Prince, and Elvis, all these motherfuckers that walk there in the room.
It's gonna about to get crazy, man, you already know what it is, bro.
Man, I sure appreciate you calling, bro. And we got to get that video in, man, because I'm getting a lot of feedback on that from Luther Struggle, bro. They want that image. They want the video.
We got to get it to the people, man. They calling for it, Turk. I salute the struggle, nigga. That's what I do this for, nigga. Do your
man,
thing.
You know, they struggle with that struggle. They struggle with that water. They struggle with that water. You know, man, we got to get them a video, man.
Let's get it, nigga. You know I'm ready. I'm cocked and ready, man. I'm cocked and ready. Now when you ready, hit me up, nigga. 100, nigga.
All right, nigga. Keep it 1,000.
1,000.
Next, G14 Radio Cut, we got Meeky, Killer Kyle, Sister, Erico 504. You live on the line?
Hello.
504 to the Meek Show. What it do?
What's up, Stone Terry? It's me, Kevin, on Kevin Neal's system.
Man, what's up with
you? What's up? I'm just was calling because I just saw it on Facebook that you was on the radio or whatever. I was just calling to let you know I like what you're doing. You know, I don't even really know none of, I don't really listen to that gangster stuff, but I listen to yours and I follow you on Instagram and Twitter and all that, and I like it. I love what you're doing. You just come home. I respect you for, you know, keeping it real and stuff. And I want you to know to keep your head up and move forward and congrats on your, you know, twins you're about to have and stuff. And I like, you know, I like that because too many, you know, they have a lot of niggas that go to jail. They come home and come back out here doing the same shit over and over again. So, you know, keep your head up and, you know. When you come into New Orleans and do a show?
Man, you know, I done been to New Orleans about 3-4 times at the House of Blues, you know what I'm saying? Me and Jewel did something, you know what I'm saying, at the Encore. You know, I stay in the Encore on Sunday, you hear me?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, man, that's my spot.
I didn't know that, but I'm going to have to come check you out and stuff.
Next time I be down, we going to do something real big, you know what I'm saying, for the city of Louisiana mixtape party. I know you like that Kitty Black song on there, coming to my bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, you already know. You know I'm about that bounce stuff. So, but you know I don't really listen to that game stuff, but I really listen to yarns and I like that. I like that. Blame It on the System and all that. I like that because you know
that's real.
Like,
that's that struggle. That's that shit that go on every day in the hood.
Right. So
yeah,
you know, keep your head up. I'm proud of you. Because I know where you come from. You know, I know how it is, and I know where you come from or whatever. I've been knowing you since you was little, growing up or whatever. So I love what you're doing. Keep up the good work. Hold your head up. Think positive. Be positive. Don't let that negative shit get to you. Just do what you got to do, you know, and keep your head up.
Man, for sure. You know a nigga ain't going to turn back. I'm going to turn up before I do that. You hear me?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I got the boot believing in me, man, and not just the boot, it's just the world here. You know, a lot of people
right.
Getting on it, you know, and they see a nigga home. So I know a lot of people looking at me, some nigga wishing that I fail, but I ain't gonna do that, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a big responsibility.
Right.
Now I'm gonna hold that responsibility and move forward, man, make it happen.
Right, exactly. And I'm so happy you're home. Now we can get some real music out here. Oh.
Man, you always know real music from a real person, man, who fuck with real people. You hear me?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I'm proud of you. But take care of yourself. I love you. I got to get back to work because I done ran in the bathroom to come get on the air with you. So
yeah, you
got to
get back to work then. Okay, then you stay focused out there. All right.
She said she had to work
from the bathroom.
It's that
yo,
real
that's so
shit right
dope,
there.
You got a lot of
shout
out
to her, man.
You got a lot of love.
Shout out to her, man. Love right there. Yeah, she risking getting fired and shit, man.
Yo,
she out there risking that pink slip, man. She got it for her.
I appreciate the love, man.
It is crazy, and I thank you so much because your fans are incredible, Turk, and they are global with it, and this is Global 14 Radio, so it's only right that everybody from the globe do call. This is Jermaine Dupri's radio station, so it's real dope, and we appreciate your support and coming on tonight. We really do. And we got Aaron on the line to talk to you, live with G14 Ready to Cut, and Turk.
Hey, what's up, Turk?
Man, what it do?
What it do? I just missed you in the Jacktown. I had to work.
Man, you missed out real special. But get what? Man, my homie Uncle Sam, man, he a real nigga. You know I got to come back, man. We can do it bigger. You heard me?
I heard. I'm going to have to get you. I don't want to see you. And I just want to congratulate you on getting out and getting married. And much success to you. I think that's
for
real
sure.
Good what you got going on.
For sure, man. You got to keep it real with the people that keep it real with you. Stay loyal to the ones that were loyal to you. You heard me?
Right.
Yeah.
That's just about it. I've been following you on Instagram and Facebook, and, you know, I just seeing
okay,
what's up with
that's really me on Instagram. That's really me on Facebook and Twitter. If you ain't follow me on Twitter, you're slipping. You need to go follow my Twitter, Turk Mr. YNT. You know what I'm saying? And we going to keep it like that. We going to keep it all the way live and real. You hear me?
Right. And I think you and your wife make a beautiful couple. Y'all good for each other.
Okay. You sure know what to say.
It's the truth, though. Y'all make a beautiful couple.
Okay, I appreciate it. Wait till you see our babies. You hear me?
When they do?
Man, in about 4 or 5 more weeks.
Oh, okay. They're going to be some cuties. Yeah.
Be some cuties. I got a girl in the corner.
All right. Good talk to you. All right.
I don't know what's going on with that, but next up we got Quick on the line. Back on my speak with you, G14 Ready to Cut, live with Turk.
What's up, man? What's the deal, nigga?
I'm cooling. You want to hear?
That was cooler, man. I was just calling in to fuck with you. I just tried to call in. Something wrong with the phone or something, though. What's up with you, though, my nigga?
Nah, you know, man. You're using God's gift of negativity, man.
Yeah, I see you networking, man. That's what's up. I like this shit, man. That's good. I'm cool to fuck with, though.
For sure, man. We gonna keep it moving, man. Ain't nothing gonna stop it. Keep it moving. That's the way you do it.
Fuck away already, man. You know what it is.
Yeah, where you from, bro?
It's Quick, nigga.
Oh, bro. You made it move, boy. Hey, man. Hey, Quick.
Hey, what's up, my nigga? It's Quick, man. What's up with you, man?
Okay. My bad. What it do, man?
Quick with badass ENT, man. You know
what it is, man. I know who you is.
Huh?
What it do, bro?
I'm cooling, man. I just saw you had posted. I'll be calling in and fuck with you. That's it.
Man, I see you make love. Oh, man, this shit for real with us, bro. You heard me, bigger than rock.
Right. Shit, man.
Yeah.
What a
yeah,
look,
man, you was on the line last night. I supported you. I see you return that favor. You support me, man. That was real nigga do, man. You know what I'm saying? We get keep it 1,000 with each other.
Right. You already know, nigga. You know I'm hold it down. Shit, man. Shout out to my motherfucking nigga, man. Hold that shit down, man.
I'm trying to tell these nigga, man, you know what I'm saying? When Boo come on, you come on, Jeezy come on, see Murder Mac. Man, they Louise Animal shit, man. I'm talking about, man, uncaged animals, you hear me?
Right.
And this we're about to be so untaming, bro, you hear me?
Right. It's
going to be retarded,
man.
Shit, man, retarded.
Nigga better pay attention.
All these niggas about to come home, they done been locked up for some serious shit, you know what I'm saying? Man, they got some shit on their chest, some shit on their mind. Nigga better get out their way, you know what I'm saying? Man, this
right.
Just about to happen.
Right. Shit, yeah, man. What's up, man? You already know what's up, man. Fuck with you the long way, nigga.
For sure, man. You keep your head up, bro. Like I told you, when you touch down, bro, you know what I'm saying, man? Gonna be number love. Gonna be a whole lot of hate, but we gonna get around that, you know what I'm saying? Nigga done did that before.
Right. Shit, yeah, man. Fucking right, man. Number love. Fat ass ENT, YNT connect, man. You gonna hold this bitch down, man.
Listen how that shit sound. Bad ass ENT, YNT. Badass niggas, young and thug, you hear me?
Right.
Oh, tell you, man.
Fucking right, man. Ain't gonna hold you up. I'm gonna let you do your thing, nigga. I just wanted to hit you up and let you know that I was tuned in, you know?
Okay, D, I appreciate you, nigga. Hold your head up, nigga, waiting on you.
You too, nigga. One love, nigga. 100.
All right.
Already. I think we got to the bulk of the calls tonight, and a lot of people just listening. We screened, a couple of people we might have fell off a little bit, but we definitely want to have you back, Turk, because you have a lot of projects coming up, and you said the reality show is coming up, so that's crazy. That's real big, and congratulations to you on everything, the twins, the marriage, everything. So it's just it's dope that everybody is looking up to you and that you have such a great positive impact on everyone. So we just appreciate you for being on tonight, and shout out to all of your fans because it's crazy.
I appreciate my fans. I don't call them fans. I call them friends. Always never shady. You hear me?
Already.
What's up, man? I love it, man. I love to hear people just calling in, man, and supporting this brother, man, and congratulating the brother, man. You know, solid fan base out there, man. And, you know, when the homie called in and apologized for something he did, you know, like even just listening to all these stuff, it's just like, man, you know, it's all love and people realizing it. You know what I'm saying? You got to have somebody that you could relate to out there, man. It's been through this and been through that, but could show you, you know what I'm saying? Listen, it don't always got to be this way. We could also do it this way, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to you, man. You see this love. And people calling from all over the globe, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate dude, too, man. That just showed growth on my part, his part, because, you know, if, like the old Turk would have shot off and sent them goons at him, you know what I'm saying, from being disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
But
I
say, okay, well, he don't know me, and, you know, he entitled to his opinion of what he thinks. So what I'm going to do, since they do have somebody thinking that way, maybe I need to go a little further because I do support, you know what I'm saying, my marriage, you know what I'm saying, I support my wife, and I put it on Front Street that this what it is, you know what I'm saying. So I went on to put my marriage life out, and he seen that, you know what I'm saying. And I knew he was going to see it, you know what I'm saying, but he was the big fan because he called the radio station where a lot of people listening, and he apologized. So I salute that, man. That don't make you fake because you apologize when you're wrong, you know what I'm saying. That make you
not
a real
man.
That make you
wrong at all. He did a real move, like you said, in front of everybody that's listening, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to that brother for admitting he was wrong. And a lot of conflicts could be just talked out a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? People real quick to react on things that's little. So, you know, you see that grown man called in and say he was sorry because he know he did something that, you know, was wrong. So, you know, and shout out for Turk on his growth shit, man. It's a lot that we wish we could get into, man,
tonight.
Because, you know, especially the Wayne thing, man, because, you know, I heard you mention it a little bit when one of the callers, and you hear these fans don't miss nothing. They hear everything, bro. And one of that line that Lil Wayne got, like when he said, them girls love me like Satan, I can't tell you how many people that I done came across that come to me and be like, what's up with that nigga, man? Like, what's going on in his mind, you know? And brothers that don't know him, we don't know, you know what I'm saying? But that line, I think, got to a lot of people, girls and dudes alike, you know what I'm saying? And somebody even called and mentioned, I swear I had a conversation about this shit just last week. And, we don't know what's going on with the Wayne situation. We all love him, wish him success. Hopefully he, you know, recovering from all them seizures, but I know you could give some insight on what's going on over there.
My whole thing with that situation, I used to be, you know what I'm saying, in a circle where I was caught up into drugs, you know what I'm saying, and couldn't nobody tell me, you know what I'm saying. I used to do heroin and cocaine. I used to shoot heroin and cocaine like an old nigga, you know what I'm saying, when I was 15, 16 years old, you know what I'm saying, couldn't nobody tell me nothing. So only thing I can say on that situation, man, you know, when you under the influence of anything that's altering your mind, anything out loud to come out your mouth, you know what I'm saying? Don't necessarily mean that that's the type of person that you is. It's that drug that's overpowering you. It's them spirits that's overpowering you. You know, Wayne like a little brother to me, and I know that's not Wayne. When I see certain pictures of Wayne, I know that's not Wayne, you know what I'm saying?
So
when I see Wayne, man, I see the little Wayne when me and him used to be in the Holiday Inn, you know what I'm saying, doing things together and battling on at the studio, you know what I'm saying, getting caught in the rain in the drop-top Jag on the interstate. That's the Wayne I see. I wrote about it in my book, the times that me and him had, you know what I'm saying,
right,
that the fans probably ain't know about, you know what I'm saying. So I'd rather not even talk about the Wayne that's happening today, because I don't know that Wayne, you know, so I can't speak on that Wayne. I was gone the whole time, you know what I'm saying? But I could say that, man, anybody that's under the influence or anything, man, they out their mind, they not the person who they are, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. And that's the perfect explanation for it right there in a nutshell, man. And, you know, he's so loved by a lot of people out here. And you know, there's so many people that love the Hot Boys. So ain't nobody better to talk on that subject than an original Hot Boy. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate you, you know, shedding some little light on what's going on. Definitely, bro.
Yeah. You know, man, we just going to keep on praying for everybody that's under the influence of anything, man, or got their mind on something that it don't need to be on, man, because the devil, he's busy, man, you know what I'm saying? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy for real, and that's what he's doing to us, not just black people, but just the world, period, you know what I'm saying? So we just got to open up our eyes, man, and seek knowledge, man, and when we find it, you know what I'm saying, just stay on that pad and keep on pushing, you know what I'm talking about?
True shit, man. True shit, bro. Man, shit, we gotta hang out, man. Fuck this radio show shit, man. We all gotta get together and hang out. We might need to go to the next Turk show. I missed the first one. I gotta be at the next one, dog.
Man, and I missed the one
that's
way out.
We mystical and juvenile about being in Atlanta June 23rd, you know what I'm saying? We got a Louisiana takeover show, man, about to be real live. So, you know, if you're in the A-Town around that time, man, come through, man. I'm shooting a video out there. You know what I'm saying? We probably going to throw my own Louisiana mixtape record release part out there. You know what I'm saying? And, man,
I'm coming through.
You never know what you're going to do, who you're going to run into. You know what I'm saying? We just going, man, off the muscle.
No, I'm gonna definitely come through and check that out. Honest, we gotta go out there and cover all that, man.
I had to go ahead and touch down to that for real. And it's just, you know, this is just a great night, and I just love that you're a great example, and you're the perfect example of somebody that, you know, there's no excuse. You can make it. You can do it. You know, through God and through family, and I just really appreciate you for coming on and being so open and, you know, sharing everything with everybody, because that's how we grow.
And yeah, it's easier to have. As long as you be honest with yourself, you don't have to worry about going back trying to figure out what you said yesterday, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's hitting home for me big time, too, my brother, because just this weekend for Memorial Weekend, I know Honest probably my Instagram. I got to get you on Instagram, too, Turk. But my cousin just came home from a 15-year stretch, and I had him out here in Orlando partying with me, man. And I took him to this crowded party, and he just wasn't ready for that. You know, it'd be so crowded in there. He was like, it's too many people in here for me right now, man. And we had to take him up out of there, but we had such a good time that whole weekend. So when you was telling your man that you still getting adjusted, everything is fast, we sitting over here laughing, he bugging out off my Siri on my iPhone because I'm telling her to find us a Chinese store. He like, is that bitch talking to you on the phone, nigga? Like, you know, it was crazy. We was just having a good time, man. So, you know, shout out to you, man, and all the brothers that come home, man, and try to recondition their life and live that right way and get back into the society. They make that money, you know what I'm saying? Because we was just together this Memorial Weekend. Shout out my cousin Chase, man, back on these streets, for real.
Man, for sure, man. You know, I can relate to them niggas, man. I mean, you be real fucked up, but, you know, it take a whole lot of love, man. And sometimes you got to give niggas peace, man, because they be so used to being in a certain type of environment. This world is different, man, you know, but they don't mean no harm, you know what I'm saying? They'll be back.
Yep.
Absolutely, and you know, I mentioned it before, and pretty much everybody knows my brothers did they time. I still got one that was locked up right now, but we hoping to welcome him home soon, and the other one that did ate as well. So, you know, we glad to have y'all home, and it's tough when y'all away, but we glad to have y'all home and back, like one of your friends said, you know, with your mind, you know, head on straight and just doing the right thing and not going backwards, you know, going forward. So, and just congratulations on everything. The reality show, that's a big, big thing. And it's gonna hit home for a lot of people and really touch people and really help a lot of people as well. And that's what's most important when you have value and you're giving value. You know, you're living a life that's just worthy, and just it's really, you know, just touching. I mean, I'm kind of speechless. We really appreciate you tonight on the line. We really do.
For sure, man. It's all good. Like I told you, man, you know, I wasn't doing nothing, and as long as y'all needed me on here, I was going to be on here. I appreciate y'all because y'all support me. You know, when I was on Nick and Rich, you know what I mean? You was on there. I told you we was going to do it, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and we did it. I kept my word. Kept your word. So that's what it's about, people. You got to keep your word, man. Don't tell nobody you're going to do something if you can't do it.
Absolutely.
True shit. True
Absolutely.
Shit.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you that for working out with us on the schedule and all of that. Shout out to your whole team. Go ahead and shout out everything that you got going on for anybody that missed it and is not up to par with the Twitters and then what you got out, the mixtapes and whatnot. All right,
just the rundown, people. I got Blame It On The System out right now on live mixtape at deadpimp.com. I got like 6 videos on Worldstar. Y'all go check them out. Just put Turk in the search, you know what I'm saying, and y'all gonna see my work. You know, I got the Louisiana Animals Volume 1. I got Louisiana Cash on it, Wayne, BG, Juvenile, you know what I'm saying? I got Lever on that thing. I got D1 on it, you know what I'm saying? Man, I got a whole bunch of people on it. I got Kitty Black from the Magnolia, you know what I'm saying? She bringing it back with that bounce. You know, got UNLV on that thing, man. A whole lot of people. Y'all go get that on livemixtape.com. And y'all need to get me in them thousands on them votes, too. Y'all need to vote me up. You know what I'm talking about? On deadpimp.com, y'all can get that. Follow me on Twitter at TurkMrYNT. Follow me on Instagram at Turk_Imani. E-M-A-N-I, if you can't find it. That's how you spell it. Y'all can find me on Facebook as well at TurkImani-Empire. And I do talk back, you know what I'm saying? Nobody running that. I got y'all. Get at me. If I ain't following you, let it be known that I'm going to follow you. And we're going to just make it happen. You heard me? Let's get it.
Already in that buzzer. Send that buzzer request.
Run down for your heads, bro. So everybody know how to get in touch with Turk. That brother is out here. That brother is working. God bless that man and his new family that's coming up. And shout out to everybody that's embracing this man coming out, man, because, bruh, a lot of people don't get that. You feel what I'm saying? So make it happen out there, my brother. We got your back 100%.
For sure, man. I appreciate y'all once again, man. And, you know, I'm following both of y'all on Twitter now. You know what I'm saying, man? What's your Instagram so I can follow you now? Because as I talk to you, man, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, man. I ain't got a beef. I'm a beef with this social right now. You heard me?
Yeah,
you got the game up.
My Instagram right now, we do it. We make it happen right now while we on this joint, man. And for real, we're going to be collaborating.
What's your Instagram so I can follow you right now?
The Golden Fleece, man. I'm doing it. It's a little bit long. I'm sending it to you. I just tweeted you. It's THAGOLDENFLEECE. All one word. The Golden Fleece.
Hold on. You know, man, I just did time, so I'm a little slow. You talking too cold.
My bad, my brother. It's THAGOLDENFLEECE.
You say FLSL.
F is in Florida. FLEECE.
So that's GHAGOLDENFLEECE.
My bad. It's THL like the THA. T is in Tom.
Okay, hold on. Let me.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me get that right quick.
Okay.
I'm ready.
THAGOLDENFLEECE.
That's it, brother.
Okay, I just requested you, man. You gotta
get
me on
right
here.
Now. I see you right now. We on. We linked in, brother. And I'm gonna be sending some tracks. I'm gonna be sending some tracks your way too, man. We done produced for a couple of people. I got a production team, man. We be working out here, so I'm gonna send you some things, man.
Man, that make it happen, man. YNT.beats@gmail.com.
Got it.
Yeah. I already got you on my Instagram as well, so. We should be good to go, but I'm Onyx254. I believe we follow each other, but I really appreciate you.
Onyx254. I'm about to follow you right now, but I'm not Onyx254.
Uh-huh. And I wanted to see if Lamont, our tech, he was holding down the calls, he holds down our board and does that side of the deal for the station. I was trying to get him on here to give his Instagram. Lamont, you want to give Tech your Instagram and say what's up real quick?
Big Mon.
Yo, what's up?
What it do, Jake?
Chilling, man. Welcome home, bro. Man,
what's that Instagram, boy?
It's great grandkid.
Tell it for me.
Great. G-R-E-A-T. Grand. G-R-A-N-T.
Great grandkid with K-I-D.
Yeah, everything's that regular.
Okay, I got you, great grandkids.
Alrighty, man. We're gonna meet up, man. Welcome, man. Have a good year.
Now, I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate all the love and support. I just followed you just now. So, you know what I'm saying? You family now, man. Once I follow you, yeah, man, I made you a part of me, man.
Alrighty, man. Much love on that.
All right, G.
Alright, so we definitely gonna let you ride out for this evening. We appreciate you, and we look forward to seeing you soon, Turk. Louisiana Takeover ATL going down.
I wanna shout out, you know what I'm saying, my management, Mosaic, you know what I'm saying, Deborah, you know what I'm saying. I wanna shout out the Me Agency, you know what I'm talking about. I wanna shout out my booking agent, the New Era Agency. You know, y'all wanna book me for shows, y'all make sure y'all call 404-798-0197. You know, and man, Dab handle all the business, man. Y'all get at her, man, you know what I'm saying? And we gonna make it happen, you know what I'm talking about.
Already, did not know that. Appreciate that.
Dab is a beast too, so you
that's
know that man
job.
In good hands.
Man, you got this, you got this. God bless you, Turk. God bless.
Okay, y'all stay up, man. Be careful, stay sucker free in the box for a lot of pops.
Indeed,
my nigga. Be easy, Turk. IG.
G14 ready to cut tonight. Knew it was going to be a dope night before the night even began. Louisiana
man,
Takeover type shit.
That might have been one of our best shows right there, kid.
That definitely one of the best. I mean, anytime you have real niggas on the line, Louisiana Cash coming on the line, we had Turk coming on the line, anybody that missed it called in a little late, don't worry, because as soon as we press end on this episode, you'll be able to go back and listen. So it's a dope night, and it's real niggas on the line, and that's what I rock with and love, and that's why we on the show together, Golden, you know what I'm saying?
You know how we get down, man, and when we get people like that on, it just make it even, like he said, 100 times 10, 1,000 times better, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like them brothers, Louisiana Cash, Turk, and see, the beautiful thing is, like he was saying, these brothers in Louisiana, they could take over something for real. There's a lot of people out of that city that's absolutely stars in the game out here, you know what I'm saying? So just to see them working together, all the brothers from Badass ENT calling, holding down Boosie, you know what I'm saying, while he locked up, they working with other cats from Bad Rules to New Orleans. You can see these brothers is clicking, connecting, and about to make something real happen out there, man. So shout out to all them cats and they movement and they work ethic, man. You got to love that shit.
No, real talk, you really do. So, again, shout out to everybody that listened tonight, everybody that called in. This is G14 Ready to Cut via Jermaine Dupri's Global14.com. So we want y'all to stop through there, holler at us, and follow me. I'm at Onyx254 on both Twitter, Instagram, and Global14. So make sure you holler at me at Onyx254. Check in back with us next Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Special major recording artist, not going to tell you the name yet. We'll see what it do.
We got surprises coming for y'all.
Got
y'all
a surprise. Hey, my B-Day.
You ain't even know it.
Look, my B-Day is June 6th, so the show is June 6th, so if y'all feel free to tell Young Jeezy to call in and wish me happy birthday. I'm just putting that out there, you know, no pressure.
You might
feel
have
free
a couple
to back.
Surprises for you. You never know what me and Lamont got up our sleeve, you know what I'm saying?
You know, I just elbow, it's nothing. Just have him call in and say happy birthday, Onyx. You know, it's nothing. I just elbow Young Jeezy, either the two, LeBron James, him as well, so... Shout out Team Heat, at Global 14 is at Global 14 is the Twitter, at G14 Radio is the Twitter, and passing the mic so my homies can drop theirs as well.
Indeed. Hit me up on Twitter, The Glue, THAGLUE. On Instagram, it's The Golden Fleece, THAGOLDENFLEECE. And hit me up on global14.com, of course, Golden Fleece. We out here, man.
Absolutely, and shout out again to the G14 Tech Mamon, and he is baby_BOTTOZ. You might have to follow the Twitter to make sure you get that spelling just correct. So, again, we appreciate y'all. Be back next Wednesday in this thing. Happy birthday, young Gigi. Give me a call. We're going to ride out to Turk in Louisiana. Cash, I said we had to bring this one back, and this is what you mean. Going down Louisiana Takeover tonight on G14 Radio The Cut.
One love.
Yeah, yeah. Turk, what it do? What it do, nigga? Lose animals, nigga.
Louisiana Cash.
Most in the game like it ain't nothing on that bitch. I'm from that L-O-U-I-S-I-A-N-A. What well, we don't play. Talk that shit to you, M-I-A. Talk that shit to you, M-I-A.
Yeah.
You boss to me, nigga. Say it like a man. Look. Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
You act just like them hoes.
You act just like them hoes.
Talk and watch. You say
you act just like them hoes.
You act just like them hoes.
Talk and watch. You say
what you say.
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you say?
What you say?
I'ma ask you what you mean.
That's a D-R-E. I'm at the B-A-R sleep. Hey, Tuck, let me see the car key. I'm from that B to the double O-T. Got a bad bitch pussy. G-double-O-D. And I keep it so G. Smoke O-G. I stick to the C to the O-D-E. You know I'm a B-E-A-S-T. Don't make me go beast. M-O-D-E. Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm looking for the free codes. It's Friday. You jumped off the potion. I'm D-Bo. D-Bo. So do you mean what you saying? Or you just playing when you be talking? Do you say it with your chest like a man? Or you just talking? I'm out that booth. Where the niggas might shoot. If it's about that loot, if it's a problem, I might slide through. Like what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
You act just like them hoes.
You act just like them hoes.
Talk and watch. You say
you act just like them hoes.
You act just like them hoes.
Talk and watch. You say
what you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Thuggin' from New Orleans. I keep it tense. I'm a 100 nigga. That's 1,000. No other way. Get out of line. Ain't hit a lot of time with a CHO. PPA. Broad day, broad day. Yeah, I got them young niggas. Go shoot. I say go, and they don't go. Yeah, my young niggas the truth. Talking shit. We don't talk. When it's beef, it's no discussion. You play pussy. You get fucking like a nut. We come through busting. Niggas nothing. We love the way the blood smells. Exactly how it fucking spell. You know it's something in that water. Not no voodoo dogs. We just thuggin' in that order.
Hey, what you say?
What you say?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you say?
What you say?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you say?
You act just like them hoes.
You act just like them hoes.
Talk and watch. You say
you act just like them hoes.
You act just like them hoes.
Talk and watch. You say
what you say?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you say?
What you say?
Hey, what you mean?
What you mean?
Hey, what you say?
You act just like them hoes.
You mean?
You act just
like them hoes.
You say
you act just like them hoes.
You mean?
You act just like them hoes.
Y'all already know what this is, homie. That Louisiana, that shit. I told y'all, it's a boot movement, nigga. My nigga Louisiana Cash, homie. I'm Mr. YNT. And y'all already know we about to take over this motherfucker, nigga. This ain't no industry shit, nigga. We in the street, homie. We keep this shit 10 times 100, nigga. Yeah, slip on that banana peel if you want. You already know what's gonna happen. Yeah, nigga, we tow choppers for real, homie. Y'all nigga better check my motherfucking background. Check my motherfucking rap sheet, nigga. Check my PSI, nigga. My
talking like what you saying.
You act just like them hoes.
What you mean?
Talking like
what you saying.
What you saying?